much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
America, you asked for it. Here it is.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Thanks for asking. All things considered, I couldn't be better, I must say. I'm feeling super. No, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're... Don't you think I look cute in this hat?
Gayer than gay. And when I say gay, I mean homo.
Put some ice on that.
Let's jet the fish with Trent Reznor. What if your name was Asshore?
If it was Asshore. What if your name, say, was Vagina Patterson?
And now.
That's common knowledge to guys retarded.
Our feature presentation.
Yeah, it seems like a strange question for Trent Reznor.
I think it's a strange question for anyone.
It is.
What do you say to that? He had as good an answer as anyone could possibly have.
Trent is not exactly the wearing panties on his head kind of party guy.
No, that
no,
is true.
It's not.
don't you admire Jed? Because you guys have been put in that situation where you're interviewing someone who's not necessarily outgoing.
Yeah.
Like, Jed just goes for it. I mean,
he does, but...
But without thought. Right?
It could have backfired so easily.
Oh yeah,
I mean that. So then you go, well, then that would have been dumb. You know, maybe it was a dumb chance to take. But
mm-hmm.
What if your name was Asshore? I mean, I don't even know how you came up with that original question. But
you guys
think...
are assuming he thought about it first.
Yeah,
it just
he
comes
does.
Out of his mouth.
I think Jed does.
No,
yeah, I think he thinks about everything he does. He just his brain is so different than ours.
Like I don't know what that means.
I think he thinks about it. And he said, this is a good idea. Like, he really firmly believed about that was a perfectly fine question to ask Trent Reznor.
Okay.
I'd like to point out, and by the way, we are going to get right to your telephone calls at 1-800-520-1067. Get on the air, get a prize for Kevin and Bean's Wednesday edition of What to Do Nephew. I'd like to also reiterate Jed's question, which is, what if his name were Asshore? I mean, I think that would have really been a deterrent in getting that band going. It started out as Asshore.
I don't know. I mean, you think the band wouldn't have gone on?
I don't know. I have a feeling there would have been a little bit more resistance from, you know, from radio and then, you know, to Nine Inch Nails. I just think Asshore would have been a stumbling block.
Not for me.
That's what I'm saying.
Not for me. I would have played him more. remember when Jed scared Beck? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Talking to Beck about his hair?
Yeah, I got Beck right here.
I got my headset on.
Your hair looks so good. It's just...
Your hair looks quite nice.
Yeah, but yours is like stirring me right now.
I don't know if that's good.
Yeah. He's something.
He's got a nationally syndicated radio show, that man right there.
So you're saying the way you... The little place we keep in our brains... That we have for the music could actually affect our visual perceptions.
I just got lost. I think.
and Beck speaks for the audience.
Yes, he does.
Wasn't right. That just cool?
It is Wednesday morning. It's the 10th of Poon.
It's the 10th of Poon.
Good morning, vagina.
Oh, not always ready.
Unawares.
I was in my Jed file. Sorry about that.
1-800-520-1067 is the number.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Well, what it do is a pair of tickets for you to the Vans Warped Tour, which is coming to the Fairplex in Pomona on June the 26th. Another great lineup this year. Tickets available through Ticketmaster. If you want to see Bad Religion, The Ataris, Less Than Jake, NoFX, Thrice, and many, many more. But you can get them just for being on the air with us here this morning, which seems a lot easier. Let's try Casey on line 2 to get us started on a Wednesday morning. 1-800-520-1067. Hey, Case.
Hey, how's it going? What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Hey, we had some people kind of lingering after the Lakers game last night, you know, drinking all my beer and everything. And to get everybody to leave, I put on that song you guys love so much, The Crash of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh, that's so funny. So you wanted to run them out. So you figured you would put on the most annoying song of all time, and then they would want to leave on their own.
Yeah, and it actually started working. Everyone was kind of looking around at each other.
That is a great choice.
I love that you did that.
First of all, it's the best song ever, first of all. And second of all, thank you very much. And second of all, I can't believe that people didn't stay and ask you to play it again. I mean, why would they leave? You're at
church bell chimes in the bank, 29 times for each man only Fitzgerald.
I want to come to your house for Lakers games if there's Gordon Lightfoot after the game, man. That's awesome.
You guys are more than welcome.
Yeah, no thanks.
Thank you very much.
I think I don't want to have anything to do with that. This is the worst song that has ever been recorded.
How dare you?
Come on. Done. Heard the song.
Brilliant. Brilliant
song. It's like 7 minutes later, longer.
By the way, you could say that about half the songs on the radio is that they're kind of repetitive. At least this one tells a great story. Let's try Rachel on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Rachel, what it do?
Hey, what it do, cousin? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What it do, cousin? Hey.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, just hanging out.
Yeah. Well, I heard a story a couple days ago about the stripper that got vomited on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a similar story that happened to myself, actually. Well, I was working at Hooters a couple months ago, and I ended up, there's these rowdy guys just you know, acting all masculine, trying to compete or whatever for attention, whatever they were doing. And they were seriously chugging hot sauce, you know, the hot sauce that we have there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and I seriously walked over. They called me over to ask for a to-go box. And as soon as this guy opens his mouth, he seriously sees red all over my shirt, okay? And I was like, oh, my God. I had like 3 hours left on my clock, and I ended up like having to
take off your shirt?
Yeah, I had to take off my shirt, yeah.
All right.
No, of course, no, but Hooters gave me another shirt because I didn't have any extra clothes or anything with me, and it was a shirt that was too big for me because, you know, I'm not one of the bustier Hooters girls, and so I had to, like, walk around with a huge sagging shirt that's meant for, you know, huge sagging boobs.
I know that the point of your story is that the guy threw up on you, but I'd like to address why Hooters is hiring girls that can't fill out that top, because that seems bogus to me.
Hey, I'm just not a double D. It doesn't mean I can't fill my shirt. It's just I couldn't fill the triple D shirt.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you can fill your shirt because you're buying from the kids section. Come on. I can fill your section, your shirt. Come on.
I don't think you have to be a double D to work there.
No, not a double D, but I don't know. Rachel, what are you holding? What do you got?
What are you holding? A big B.
A big B?
Yeah. What I lack in boobs,
I
make up an ass.
Okay. Okay. Well, nothing wrong with that. All right. I stand corrected. Thank you for the call, my dear.
All right.
Don't you just feel like if you go to Hooters that, seriously, you got to have a little something, right? It's false advertising otherwise.
I just think that means you've got a little something and a really tight top.
Yeah, I don't
and
think...
And really short shorts.
If you go into Hooters a lot, you realize that it isn't about giant boobs.
No,
it's
not
just about cute girls in little shorts.
Right.
All right. K-Rock, hello.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
Is this Letty?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi. Well, I was wondering what really caught...
Careful. Be careful the way that you ask this, though, because this can get us in trouble.
Okay. Well, I was wondering what really constitutes as joining the Mile High Club, because I didn't get to... Well, my boyfriend and I went to the East Coast, so, you know, it's a long flight, so we didn't mm-hmm. get to. But on the way back, we had a short connecting flight, and let's just say I gave him a hand.
Yes, you gave him a hand. Okay, so you were clapping for him.
Yeah.
And... You want to know if that, does that qualify for the Mile High Club?
Yeah, or is it just me? Or is it just him? Or, you know?
No, there's no, that's no, I mean, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But no, that's not Mile High Club. You're going to have to get right back on that plane, my dear.
Nope.
Okay, I definitely will then.
Yeah.
I really want to join.
It was close. I mean, you were right there you were right on the verge, but no go.
Say
no.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to go again then.
All right.
Exactly. And I'll go with you.
Call us back and let us know how that goes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck to you. That's nice that she's looking out for her boyfriend, though. I appreciate that.
You can't, but you can't lower the standards just because, you know, some things are important enough that you have to keep the standard up high.
I understand.
Because the next thing you know, a kid gets an 82 and he's getting an A, and that's just chaos. That just throws throws everything in. That's no good.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. We have breakfast with Incubus tickets.
Woo!
How about that?
And we're going to give you a chance to win those tickets in a half hour. Just after 6 o'clock, we're going to kick off giving away those tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, have you already started thinking about what you're going to wear for your sweet Brandon?
It's all laid out on the bed.
I bet it
wow,
is.
Already.
Change the sheets.
Breakfast
you know.
Is until next Tuesday.
Yeah, whatever.
Wow, all
I'm
right.
sleeping on the floor until then, so I don't soil the sheets.
Whoa.
what, soil,
what's going
I mean,
on, what's going on with you?
Nasty.
Yeah, what is
I
happening
mean,
with you?
You know.
All right. We're going to do the Wheel of Bad Animal voices today. I'm very excited about all the terrible, funny, ridiculous animal stories. Zombie fire ants, one of them. Attacking Komodo dragons, one of them. The pimp pimp chimp, one of them.
The waving goat.
Darren the waving goat has been added to the wheel. So that's coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. We talked to a guy yesterday afternoon who wants to marry a mannequin. Actually, we didn't talk to that guy. We talked to the guy at the store who was going to sell him
right.
the mannequin.
Right.
And he wants to take the mannequin and marry it. That's not a euphemism in any way. He wants to do that specifically for real.
He's in love.
And we want to help make that happen. So we're gonna discuss that today and start the planning.
All right.
Bean and I have not performed a ceremony in, 10 years?
It's a great way to kick it
at
off.
At least
10 years. So we got that coming up. We'll tell you all about crazy Kim Jong-il on today's program.
Hey!
Leader of North Korea. We're going to talk about ways you've, quote, enhanced foods before serving it at restaurants. This is one of those topics where everybody goes, all right, not going out to eat for a while.
No.
Mm-hmm. Then you end up back. But
no, you don't want to go to fast food restaurants.
Correct.
You don't, no.
I don't know if you heard, but Craigslist, they had to take down all of the ads for the personals, where they had escorts or massages or stuff like that. The police cracked down and said no more of that. So Craigslist
actually they volunteered to take it down.
Oh, was that? But it was because they were getting in trouble with the police, or
because of that woman that got murdered.
I mean, they weren't liable. They did it to protect the public. Basically,
oh,
is why
I didn't
did.
Realize
and I,
that.
And I think it's BS to tell you the truth.
Well, there's somebody stepping into the void.
Thank God.
He says this still needs to happen, and we're going to talk to him today. He's starting his own business where he's advertising that.
I mean, sometimes you just need a furry convention, and where do you go to find
that's
that?
That's right. Sometimes you just need a furry. Right. We have comedian Jim Gaffigan on the program today.
Wow, this seems like an awful lot of show. It seems like we're burning too bright here for a Wednesday. We're going to have nothing left for the rest of the week.
And I'm not sure if I mentioned, but we have tickets for our breakfast with Incubus. So how about that? I did mention that, didn't I? Yes. All right. Well, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. That is next.
The Fray on 106.7 K-Rock KROQ.
I'm Ted Zeglerides.
It's the world-famous K-Rock at 5:51.
How about joining us Tuesday morning for Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Incubus? I know what you're thinking. Wait a minute. I thought you guys just did the breakfast. Well, that was Green Day, and that was like 2 days ago, dude. Try to keep up. This time it's going to be Incubus. It's going to be you and the band performing live. Is it now a good time to call, Kevin? Can people pick up
phone? Yeah, sure.
If they want to...
They might have to hold a little bit. We're going to do the contest just after 6, though. So.
Okay.
Okay, so if you want to have a chance to, if you're a big Incubus fan, you know their music, and you want to have a chance to earn your way into Breakfast with Incubus, you can't buy these tickets. You can win them right now, 1-800-520-1067. Ralph Garman joins us Wednesday morning, time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Good news for those of us, especially here in Southern California, but for actors everywhere, as news broke last night that SAG had approved a new contract with the feature film and primetime television producers.
So happy to hear that.
Which means production will go on for at least the next 2 years. 78% of the rank and file of SAG that voted yes to ratify the new contract. One executive director for the union said, "This decisive vote gets our members back to work with immediate pay raises and puts SAG in a strong position for the future," which is what I always said. Look, in this given economy, just take this deal. It's a 3.5% raise yearly.
Right.
Take this deal. It's a two-year deal. We'll come back in 2 years when the economy's a little healthy. We'll renegotiate. Everyone will be everything. But
yeah, I was thinking about this. Who's getting a raise now? Most people are taking pay cuts. I think it's
absolutely
awesome that they can even get a raise.
Yeah. Look, there's still some issues that need to be worked out. I mean, this new ancillary media situation with the internet and all that kind of stuff. New media.
Sure.
Yeah. It's all there, and it'll be a problem for the next couple of years, and then it'll all get worked out the way DVDs and other media did. So.
Yep.
It's really important, though, for the local economy, especially here in Southern California, that production continue because there's a lot of people that depend on film and television work for their livelihood, not just actors. We're talking about craftsmen and guys who build scenery and craft service and guys who drive transportation vehicles. So,
hookers.
Good news. Oh, come on with the hook. President Alan Rosenberg of the Screen Actors Guild said it may be due to fatigue, fear, and the economy regarding the overwhelming yes vote, but he said this contract will have a devastating impact. Listen,
he won't
shut
quit.
Up.
Oh, he's the one that wanted everybody to vote.
Yes. There's been a lot of acrimony inside the guild between these two factions who were just vehemently against accepting the deal and those who are a little bit more realistic, in my opinion, and wanted to ratify the deal. And he wants to run again for the presidency of SAG, and I don't think he's got a good shot because he keeps fighting against this thing. And look, not everybody's wife worked on CSI for 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody could just sit at home eating bonbons while wife brought home the big checks. Alan Rosenberg, that's why she dumped your ass!
What's the percentage of actors at any time?
Any given time, 5% of the union, they say, is currently working.
That's all.
That's all.
95% not
95%
working.
Are looking for work.
That's rough.
So, as you can see, the odds are stacked against professional actors anyway in terms of making a decent living. So, in this case, I think there's a lot of people breathing a sigh of relief throughout
Excellent.
The country. Professional actors everywhere. So, that is good news. Let's take a look at some other good news, shall we? Kendra Wilkinson, you know Hugh Hefner's ex-girlfriend?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Who is getting married to Hank Baskett, a professional NFL football player.
For what team, Ralph? Who does he play for?
He plays for the team that is east of Pittsburgh, but in the state of Pennsylvania.
East of Pittsburgh. I can't picture who that is.
Oh, Philadelphia. Philadelphia.
Exactly, that team.
What is that? Philadelphia.
Right. You're on the right track.
Shoot, I can't think of the name of the team.
Word is that she is expecting. She's going to have a little Kendra. I hope, boy or girl, it has her laugh.
Already?
Yeah, they're not even married yet. Apparently, she's knocked up.
All right.
By the way, Kendra, her new reality show on E! She's got her own show.
Didn't realize that.
Of course.
Had 2.6 million viewers for Sunday's debut episode.
That seems high.
Like a lot.
It's very high for basic cable. It's a smash hit. People love Kendra.
Wow.
They can't get enough of Kendra.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. So, congratulations to Hank and Kendra.
It is funny that a show like that comes on and just obliterates the ratings for, you know, like Nurse Jackie, for instance, which is, you know, professional actors, great script, the whole deal. But it's on pay. It's on pay TV.
Speaking of Nurse Jackie, which was my next story, congratulations to that show. It was the most watched premiere in cable network history.
Wow.
Dude.
Good on Monday night.
I wonder how the second half of it was.
Yeah, the first 15 minutes you liked a lot.
Really
first
good.
First 12 minutes that you watched.
It was really,
then just
really
got too
strong.
Busy.
Just
then
had to do other things.
I
then
think
you had
they
to
maintain the quality.
Did they?
Okay. You had to go up and plant that nuclear device in that meteorite that was streaking towards Earth, right, Kevin?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Before dinner, by the way.
Right.
It won't be long before Kevin has to check out of this show at like 7:30 because he's too busy. He doesn't have time to stay for the whole program.
The show is so successful, Hollywood Reporter says that Showtime has already picked up the show for a second season.
Great.
So we're guaranteed two seasons of Nurse Jackie, and I couldn't be happier because it's an excellent, excellent show. Prince, our favorite little pussy midget,
yep,
is apparently in a lot of pain these days. He needs to have both hips replaced.
What?
Dude, yeah.
Too much dancing?
Too much dancing. Too many splits playing guitar or something.
Isn't that usually an older person thing?
Happens to anybody. You'd be surprised. It's much more frequent in all age ranges than we think of it as an old person sort
but
of situation.
At the same time.
Yeah.
And I hate to point it out to you, Kevin, but Prince is in his 50s.
Yeah, I just thought it was like, you know, 70s, 80s. I thought it was like an old thing where your hips just wore out. What is it with him?
No word on what caused it. Sometimes they just go. Huh. I mean, especially if you're particularly difficult on them. And I think maybe he has been performing all these years.
Sure.
But here's the problem, though. He's a Jehovah's Witness.
Right.
Jehovah's Witnesses are not allowed to have blood transfusions.
Oh.
Which means surgery is not an option for his purpleness.
You can't even do it with your own blood?
Yeah, what if you banked your own blood?
According to this story, it's not allowed.
That doesn't seem good.
So apparently he's in a lot of pain and he's popping tons of pills to control that pain. Well, that's good then.
So they can do that.
That's fine.
Apparently
with them.
Jehovah's Witnesses encourage pill popping, but discourage blood transfusion.
Wow, that does not seem healthy.
It doesn't seem like a good choice. So hopefully he'll get well soon. Also on the mend is Bret Michaels. I don't know if you're watching the Tony Awards Sunday night. We've been talking about it quite a bit here on this show. But he was running back from performing with his band Poison towards the back of the stage and got clotheslined by a piece of scenery that was being flown in from the ceiling.
It looks like a small house. It's not just a little piece of scenery.
What they call in the theater a flat. It's like a giant piece of plywood that's been painted and built to look like a piece of backdrop scenery, and it's being lowered on cables from the ceiling, and he just catches the end of it with his face.
If you haven't seen it online, it is one of the funniest things you'll ever see.
It looks like a cartoon. Usually things like that only happen in cartoons. Anyway, he's talking about it now. He did break his nose and split his lip. He said the strangest thing about doing it at the Tony Awards was he was being helped. He got helped up by Shrek, and Liza Minnelli offered him a towel.
You don't want her towel.
You must think you're hallucinating at that point when you get up and Shrek's picking you up and Liza Minnelli's handing you towels. It's like a bad acid trip.
Where am I?
So he said he's feeling much better, and he gets the joke. He knows it's kind of funny. Excellent. He even thought Neil Patrick Harris, who was the host of the evening, was funny. I didn't see this part, but apparently he said that Bret Michaels gave new meaning to the term headbanging.
Come on!
How about that from Neil Patrick Harris?
That's pretty good.
It is pretty good. Good on you, Doogie. Today's celebrity birthdays, Gina Gershon.
Yeah.
Come on now with the come on. She's 47 years old today. Sometimes I just still pop in Showgirls just to just appreciate her talent. Jeannie Triplehorn from Big Love on HBO, 46 years old today. Drummer Jimmy Chamberlain, formerly of the Smashing Pumpkins, is 45 years old today. Did you hear about the new Pumpkins drummer?
I did not.
19-year-old kid got the nod.
Awesome. Really?
How about that?
That would be great.
Pretty cool, huh? Actress and good buddy of mine, Katie Flannery from The Office. She plays Meredith on that show, the redhead who's constantly showing her cans.
She's great.
She is spectacularly funny. She is 45 years old today. Elizabeth Hurley, model and actress, turns 44. Shane West, actor from ER and many motion pictures. He is 31 years old today. Actress Lily Sobieski.
Yeah.
Celebrates her 27th birthday. And bassist Kim Deal of the Pixies celebrates his or her 48th birthday.
Her.
Her? Oh, good.
Yeah.
And look, I know a lot of men Kims. I don't want to insult anyone.
No, I understand.
He is 48 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This coming Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock, we are going to be doing our next breakfast. It's breakfast with Incubus. And they bring all their equipment. They play. They take a break in between songs. They take questions from you, the audience. So we are inviting you to come to our breakfast with Incubus. But you're going to have to earn your tickets in. You're going to have to identify songs. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. I was not aware of this. But there are so many different versions of music out there. And this particular one that we're going to feature today are string quartets.
That play Incubus music?
I don't know. Yeah. And I don't know who the audience is for this, Lisa, but there are hundreds of these albums where they take a band like Tool or Rage Against the Machine or Led Zeppelin or the Beatles or somebody, and they do string quartet versions of those songs. Now, why would you ever need or want that?
Well, I imagine, like, you talk about Tool. Maybe a little hard for some people,
sure,
but they're great songs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you can do this and get a whole new life out of them for people who want something that's not quite that
Omar,
hard.
Who DJs a lot, does weddings. He says he does this at weddings all the time. Because
they're really good songs.
Because they like the songs, but they just need a little softer version. So he uses, and what do they use? There's usually a violin and a bass.
Mm-hmm. Cello.
I also think that if you're a classically trained cello player, you're just looking for work. And maybe they think this is a good way to, you know, get it paid.
Well, believe it or not, there are two volumes of Incubus string quartet music out. And if you think you can identify Incubus songs played on string quartets, then we need to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. It's time to play Strincubus.
And now, Kevin and Bean invite you to attend breakfast with Incubus. If you can simply identify the majestic music featured in Strincubus.
Strincubus.
All right. Let's give this a try. See how it sounds.
No one was ever happier in their lives than Psycho Mike when he came up with that title yesterday.
Strincubus.
Psycho Mike said, Strincubus. We could call it Strincubus. And then we all moved on. We were like, good idea. And then he kept going, that's Strincubus. I just said Strincubus. All right. Let's start with Tiffany. Hi, Tiff.
Hi.
We're going to play a song. It is a Incubus song. You just got to give us the title, okay?
Okay.
Here's the string version. What song is that?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. Oh! That one really does sound like it, too. It was Drive.
Here's... Lately, that's very very different, but you're right. That the tune was pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Boy, that is a strange thing that they have these string versions. Jose, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready for Stringcubus?
Yeah.
Here's your song. Okay, that one's a little more difficult.
That would be Pardon Me.
That would be
yes!
Pardon Me.
Awesome.
That would be Pardon Me. So pardon me while I like their version better, but congratulations. You're going to join us for our Breakfast with Incubus. You also got tickets to see it when they come to the Hollywood Bowl.
No way. Cool.
Yep. Yeah. Nicely done.
That show, by the way, is July 13th. Last I heard, there were just a tiny amount of tickets left if you want to see Incubus at the Classic Hollywood Bowl. But you can win them right now with breakfast tickets. Let's see how Melissa does. Melissa is on line 3. Hi, Melissa. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi, thanks.
Wouldn't it be great if Incubus was supposed to come out and said, ladies and gentlemen, Incubus, and then the string quartet came out and just played?
Nope.
And then walked off and everyone left? That'd be awesome. All right, here's your Stringcubus song.
I have no clue, but I'm
going to
guess Blackheart Inertia.
Sorry, that was... Wish You Were Here. Yeah, I was looking at Wish You Were Here and barely got it.
That's not always that easy.
I knew the answer, but... All right, let's go to Philippa. Hi there.
Yeah. Hey.
You ready for your Stringcubus?
Yes, I am.
Terrible version of Incubus songs, and all you have to do is give us the song title. You recognize that?
Was that
Animali? Oh, that was Dig.
That was Dig, yeah. Thanks for playing. Hey, go ahead and tell us the name of the Incubus song that the string quartet is doing. That's what we're supposed to be doing here in this game.
Oh, you think they don't understand the concept?
I just thought maybe. I don't know. Let's try Nadine on line 5. Hey, Nadine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How have you been doing on hold so far as you've been listening to the other contestants?
The only one that I got was Dig. They're really hard.
Yeah, they are kind of.
That's what she said. All right, let's see how you do.
Here's your Stringcubus. All right. What Incubus song is that? Sort of.
Animali? Mm. Goodbye!
Yeah, very sorry.
Nice try. We've got another chance for you to win tickets later on this morning. Let's try Liz on line 6. I'm feeling good about Liz. I got a good vibe on her.
Based on?
Just gut.
On her name. Hi, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
We are good. Here's your song from Incubus.
All right, Liz, don't make me look like a fool. What song is that?
Love Her.
Boy, I got to tell you, some of these are bad. Like, I guess you can hear that in their song, but their version
it's not easy.
Was difficult. We may have to rename this the second hardest game in the world.
That was stellar, by the way, is what we're looking for. Let's go out on a winner. Let's try one more. Come on.
All right, Sean is our winner. Hi, Sean.
Hi, how you doing?
We were hoping to give away about 5 pair of tickets here, by the way.
Yeah.
But that's not going.
The string is awful, by the way.
It is, I know. The strings are terrible.
All right,
here's your version. Identify the song. All right, what Incubus song is that?
This is terrible. Dig.
Don't let me argue.
Yeah, we did. We had Dig already earlier in the game. So it'd
be unlikely that we'd be doing it again. But Megalomaniac would have been a good answer. All right, one more because seriously, this is going to be it. This is going to be our big winner. We're all going to go out. We're all going to feel good about ourselves.
And when we say this is it,
sure.
We mean this is it.
All right, Caesar, hi.
What's up?
Please help us out here. We're trying to give away these tickets. We know they're bad versions, but identify this song from Incubus. All right, that's close to the original. What do you think?
Are you in?
Are you in?
Well done, my friend. Hollywood Bowl, July 13th. You'll be there. You'll also be joining us Tuesday morning at 8 for Breakfast with Incubus. You can hear it right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for playing Strincubus.
That was Kevin and Bean presenting Strincubus. Good bike.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show Wednesday morning. I suspect Ralph is not here because he wants to add his unanimous support for the bit we're about to do.
No, I'm here because I'm caught by shock, dismay, and surprise this morning. I thought we had this ironed out last time. That I thought we'd agreed this would be the last time would have been sort of the farewell.
Oh, no. There's way too many.
I thought we'd agreed that we'd do it one last time and then that we'd put this heinous bit to rest.
There's way too many good stories for that to
happen. But see, here's the thing. They're not good stories and they don't end up being good little radio bits. That's my take.
I disagree with you on both. Good stories, great bits.
We've done this particular kind of thing for about 10 years
now.
And I think that has been a good run. I think, you know, even ER had to go off the air at some point.
Sure.
And I think maybe it's time for wacky, hilarious talking animals on the phone to go bye-bye.
But I think the Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices has breathed new life into the franchise.
I think it's done none of that, and I think it just is a bad way to do a bad bit. Now we've gone from doing just bad bits, now we're doing it's a bad way to select what we do.
At least we're stretching it out, we're making it longer.
Exactly.
But Ralph, what do you want us to do when we pick up our newspaper and we read about the gay German penguin? What do you want us to do with that? We have to call and talk to the gay German penguin.
No, see, that's the thing. You can just go, look at that. There's a gay German penguin. And then move on to something else.
You can't let that go, Ralph.
We have a lot of great animal stories. We have a wheel in the studio. We're going to spin it. Whatever it lands on, that's who the voice that we're going to talk to. That's the story we're going to follow up on.
Okay.
One is Darren the Waving Goat.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You don't need to. The whole story's right there. You don't need to go any further. Yes, it's a goat who waves.
Yes.
I understand. That's why they call him the waving goat.
Exactly.
Got it. Understood. Absorbed. Moving on.
The zombie fire ants, which I will not let go until we do. Because they are zombie fire ants. They are dead and walking this earth.
That's unbelievable.
But they're not attacking malls or anything. They're just wandering around in the dirt.
If they bite one human being in that condition, a human being turns into a zombie.
That is not
the
case
at all.
Gone. It's not even close to factual.
That's how it works. It's science. The Russian dog girl is on the wheel.
Tragic, horrible story that I think we should just be better left alone.
But she was raised by dogs.
Yes, I understand that because her human parents kept her locked up in a room with dogs.
But we try to focus not on the negative but on the positive.
Well, there's only negative in that story.
We have a squirrel that lives in our parking lot.
The girl barks.
She does.
That's bad.
But she can also lick herself.
Oh,
so seriously, there are some great questions to be asked.
We have a squirrel in the parking lot. That's a Kirok stone squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
It's always always stoned. We have the attacking Komodo dragons.
Which, by the way, are what Komodo dragons do? That's not even a news story.
And we have a gay German penguin. So that's, listen.
But who we've talked to already, by the way.
Before 2006 is what producer Alex has told me.
I think it was a different angle, though. It wasn't exactly.
Same penguin, though. Although they've had a chick
on the wheel, dude. Now he's hooked up with another gay penguin, and they've adopted a kid. These gay penguins in the German zoo are raising a penguin as their own. Come on. We have to. All right, let's spin the wheel and find out because. Wherever it lands on Kevin, then we dial it up, and then we talk to that animal, right?
Darren the Waving Goat, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
That's the story that it has landed on. Very excited.
Hold on, sir. You had a comment?
He shoots, he scores! This bit is getting really played out!
Right, well, hang on, because I think you're going to change your mind when you hear us talk to Darren the Waving Goat.
He is a goat. He stands on his hind legs, and he waves with one of his front paws. The billy goat spent months mastering the trick after he saw a little kid do it. He wanted to do it. Now Darren waves.
That's awesome.
So we thought we would call up the zoo or the person's home. I haven't read the story.
White Post Farm near Nottingham in England is where Darren lives.
All right.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
Hi, are you the owner of Darren, the waving goat?
No, I'm Darren.
What?
Really?
Hi.
What are the chances?
It doesn't even say that you talk.
Hi.
So, you've been doing a lot of waving there, have you?
Hi. Hi.
Well, Darren, why did you want to learn how to wave? That doesn't seem like something that a goat would be interested in.
Hi. Hi.
Maybe he hasn't moved past just the hi and
I'm
waving.
I'm waving. Hi.
Right.
Oh,
hi.
You're just waving to the kids as they go by.
Yeah, it's a visual.
I see.
Hi.
Now, do any of the kids freak out when you wave to them?
No.
They don't. Because I think I would. Do you talk to them, too?
No, I guess that would be more impressive, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, I think so. But...
Hi. Hi.
Okay. A lot of kids going
waving
by, apparently,
kids
right now.
Going by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Hi.
So, your name is Darren, and you're a waving goat, huh?
That pretty much sums it up.
That's the whole story, right?
Pretty much.
Have you ever thought of getting a job at Walmart? They have a greeter right there in the beginning of the store, and you can wave to everybody that comes in.
Sure. The smock won't stay on.
Okay, you've tried.
I've tried.
All right, Darren, well, good luck with that.
Hi.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6:51.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Would you like to share with the class,
nope,
Kevin, what you were telling us about during the record?
I don't know what show you think you're doing, Kevin, but I can't imagine anywhere where we can talk about any of that
the
air.
It's going to take some time to learn how to say it. Because,
you think?
Yeah, because I can't say what was in the story, but we'll figure it out.
You can't say any part of it.
No, we'll do it, though. Don't worry.
Okay. Right. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. More tickets for our Breakfast with Incubus, which, by the way, if you're not lucky enough to be there in person, you can hear right here on this very radio station next Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday morning. What the heck's going on?
Real quickly, we talked about in the last hour Prince and his need for double hip replacement surgery. He's in a lot of pain, but he can't get the surgery because of the fact that he's a Jehovah's Witness, and that is prohibited.
Are they one of
their religion?
Are they one of the religions that think God will take care of it?
No, that's Christian Scientists.
Okay,
here's what I did a little research because Lisa said, "What about storing your own blood?" And you're not getting a transfusion of whole blood from someone else. You're using your own blood. Is that allowed? It is not, according to the religion.
Not even for yourself.
Blood is sacred to God. Blood must not be eaten or transfused. Must not be taken in by humans.
Wait a minute.
In any way,
we can't eat blood.
Nope.
What?
Can't ingest blood in any way.
So can they even go see Twilight?
Oh my God!
Well, I'm just saying if they
played Bean right off with the keyboard cat.
I am a hater of you.
Blood leaving the body of a human or animal must be disposed of.
Okay.
Blood is reserved for only one use, and that is for the atonement of sins. And that's the reason Jesus shed his blood for us. That's the only blood that's allowed.
That's weird. A lot of religions believe that way, but they would let it save your life if you need to.
Nope.
Huh.
You can't transfuse whole blood, any constituents of it, red cells, white cells, platelets, plasma.
Huh.
Can't transfuse your own blood. So that's the hang up there. So did a little research, found out.
That's honked up. So if a Jehovah's Witness is in a car accident and is losing blood at the hospital, the family members will not let the doctor save his life by giving him additional blood?
Specifically says here, even in case of emergency.
Wow. That is not a way to
it
grow your
prohibited.
Religion.
Prohibited. No can do.
Yeah.
Now you can hook up like a heart lung machine. Like you can recirculate your own blood as long as it's in one constant flow. But you can't take it out of the body, store it, and then put it back into the body.
Seems like a technicality.
It is a bit of a technicality. But now I'm well-versed on the blood laws of Jehovah's Witnesses.
So. That is no way to live.
I want to give you a quick heads up before I get to the showbiz news. Live Nation, the alternate ticket service to Ticketmaster.
Oh, they're pretty much the same now. But
yeah,
yes.
I know. But they're doing sort of a cool thing. I thought I'm going to give you a heads up anyway. They are starting this new program called No Service Fee Wednesdays.
Right.
Where if you go to LiveNation.com and you buy tickets that are being sold for events at Live Nation amphitheaters, you don't pay a service fee, which can get pretty pricey. Depending on the price of tickets, you can spend a lot of money in service fees.
You may not know this, but does that include all of their fees of all kinds? Because they seem to have seven different fees.
I know more about blood and Jehovah's Witnesses than I do about this particular event.
All right, go ahead.
But if you go to LiveNation.com, you can get all the details. I'm just telling you, you can buy tickets on Wednesday, today, June 10th, for 24 hours, you can buy them at a more affordable rate than you could, let's say, tomorrow or Friday.
Okay.
Or you could have yesterday.
What about yesterday?
Yesterday would have been the same situation. Right. Yeah. Bands that are included in this deal, Blink-182 shows around the country, Coldplay, Def Leppard, Dave Matthews, Depeche Mode, Incubus, Kid Rock, Nickelback, Nine Inch Nails and Jane's Addiction, No Doubt. There's a lot of bands that are performing at Live Nation amphitheaters in the U.S. and Canada, and you can buy tickets for those events at LiveNation.com without a service fee today. There you go.
Are they doubling the service fees the rest of the week?
I will walk across the studio and kick you right in the nads.
Because I'm guessing they are.
I'm guessing they're not.
That would can really... I buy tickets if I am bleeding?
Yes, as long as it's not your own blood going back into your body. Well, as I've mentioned previously, it is confirmed that Spider-Man 4 is in the works, with Tobey Maguire returning as Peter Parker / Spider-Man and director Sam Raimi at the helm. And it is slated to be released in May of 2011. And now we know what monster will be appearing in the movie.
Ah, this is always an important part of it.
Kirsten Dunst.
Yes!
Has signed a contract to return for Spider-Man 4. So now we know the monster that will be in that movie. It'll be Kirsten Dunst. And her teeth will all be showing up for Spider-Man 4. I thought maybe there was a glimmer of hope. Maybe they'd bring back Bryce Dallas Howard.
Sure.
Or maybe introduce a new love interest for our boy Petey.
Or anyone that a guy could fall in love with.
Right, or anyone we could look at and scream without averting our eyes. But we're getting Mary Jane back. There you go. No word on who the villain will be, but I'm still pulling for the Lizard. Come on, Lizard.
Is that a big villain in that world?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. The Vulture would be good, too. Or Electro. Mysterio. There's so many good ones they haven't even tackled yet.
Is he still going to be emo Spider-Man?
I am guessing not.
Okay.
I'm guessing no on the emo, hopefully. Good news for everyone who likes television and movies and works in the industry. SAG has approved a 2-year contract with the producers of feature films and primetime television. 78% of the SAG members who voted said, yes, we want to approve that contract against the wishes of their president, Alan Rosenberg. But they did it anyway. Here's the good deal. The deal's been up for a year. The existing contract has been void for a year now. So everyone's sort of working on good faith.
Oh, I see.
So one part of the negotiations was to make it just a 2-year deal as opposed to a 3-year deal normally. Mm-hmm. So this means at the end of our contract, because I am a SAG member, but the end of the SAG contract, the WGA, the Writers Guild, and the Directors Guild, those contracts will also come up.
Ah.
So they're hoping there may be, for the first time ever, the union sort of getting together and collectively negotiating, maybe coming from a place of larger strength
in numbers.
Yeah, so we'll have to wait and see. But it's good news for people in the entertainment industry, especially those here in Southern California, because there's a lot of income that comes from production of TV and movies, and God knows we need to keep the economy as strong as we possibly can. Don't you think?
Yes. Yep.
Pretty cool news. If your name's Mike Byrne and you're 19 years old and you're from Oregon.
I wish that was me, but it's not.
You're the new drummer for Smashing Pumpkins.
Pete, how long has that band been around? Was he born when they started?
Yeah, I mean, early 90s, I think, right? So it's
pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Mike was a drummer in an Oregon-based band called Moses. And he was Billy Corgan's pick to replace Jimmy Chamberlain.
How about that?
Yeah. He posted on his MySpace page last week, off for another couple weeks at Pumpkin Camp. So he's going off to learn the songs and get ready to tour.
That's pretty goddamn impressive.
It is. I hope he can also write songs.
Oh, come on now.
Someone in that band needs to know how.
I wonder if he can sing.
Oh,
yeah,
come on.
That'd even be better. You know? In fact, maybe Billy Corgan should try to join his band.
Come on! And Britney Spears is going down under.
Oh.
Hey, yeah. Easy.
Not for the first time. Oh, wait a minute. This is about Australia. My bad.
Oh.
She's announcing her very first tour in Australia. 6 concerts in November in 4 cities, Perth, Melbourne, Sydney, and Brisbane. She will be performing Down Under, and I hope her ticket sales are better than they were in London. Interesting story coming from Absolute Not Doubt. AbsoluteNow.com. Yeah. Yeah. Could be anybody. Could be anybody less than.
No, but that is pretty.
I know it is, but it me adds nothing.
Listening and knowing nothing. It's pretty.
I'm saying it adds nothing to the story. All
right.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
While she was performing in London, she couldn't sell out her venues.
That's not good.
By showtime, promoters had dropped the price of tickets to $3 a piece.
What? Dude, I'd go for $3.
I would too.
Wow.
They didn't want to play into a house with dozens of empty seats. So some lucky last-minute ticket buyers got a 98% discount on their tickets.
Fantastic.
Pretty strong.
That is crazy good.
Yeah, hundreds of tickets sold for the $3 price. So,
any word on the service fees?
If they bought them on a Wednesday.
That's right.
Doesn't really say anything.
She's laughing.
I understand she's laughing, but it just
that was.
Could be anyone, yeah. Is what I'm saying.
But it isn't. It's Brittany.
I understand that.
Okay.
But if we didn't say it,
right.
You'd be hard-pressed to identify.
But her. We did.
I sit there and I look back and I'm like, I'm a smart person. Like, what the hell was I thinking?
Question. Today's celebrity birthday is Gina Gershon.
Yeah.
47 years old today. Jeannie Triplehorn from Big Love on HBO is 46. Speaking of the Pumpkins, former drummer Jimmy Chamberlain celebrates his 45th birthday today. Actress Kate Flannery from The Office celebrates her 45th as well. Model actress Elizabeth Hurley is 44 years old. Actor DJ Qualls. Remember him from Hustle and Flow and from Road Trip
and
other feature films?
Funny guy.
31 years old today. Shane West celebrates his 31st as well. And Lily Sobieski, very talented and lovely actress. She is 27 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Radiohead doesn't exactly rock that one every show.
No.
So they don't exactly play that a lot. It's the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8 minutes after 7 o'clock.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Funny man Jim Gaffigan on the program today. Also, more tickets for Breakfast with Incubus. Hey, quick question before we move on to the topic of the hour, and that is, with Kobe and the free throws last night, wasn't it just like having Shaq back? Didn't you have like a little bit of a flashback?
Yeah. Except for that was just one game as compared to all of Shaq's games.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, not good times for Lakers fans last night.
I was fine with it, by the way, because Orlando played out of their heads, and the Lakers still played well, didn't give up, didn't let them go.
Right.
I mean, they really played well and almost
they
stole
did,
the game.
Yeah, exactly. I think Orlando had the highest shooting percentage of any game in the history of the NBA Finals.
135% they were shooting.
It's crazy. All right, let's change topics to something that is just inappropriate for breakfast time. There's no way to get around. This is an ugly, ugly topic and a bad conversation, and I urge you to turn off your radio immediately. Do not listen
to this. No, are you high? This is great. But here's the thing. It always changes the way you eat, because we do this story from time to time. I don't know, every 6 or 8 months, you hear somebody went in and was yelling at the cook or yelling at the waiter, waitress, and it's revenge time. So the waiter or waitress does whatever they do in the back, and then they bring out your food greatly enhanced.
Enhanced is an excellent word for it.
Yes.
Do not be a dick to the people who are providing you with food.
Yes.
I mean, that's just a basic rule of thumb. Those, you bite your tongue is what you do. Those people need to be coddled. I mean, it was only a couple of months ago that big story blew up out of the Domino's Pizza, remember, in North Carolina? Those idiot kids who put the video up on YouTube of them like making booger pizzas and stuff. I mean, that almost brought the whole chain down. And back then I remember thinking, how do you ever trust that the food you get is not tampered with? And I guess the only thing you can do is don't give the people making the food a reason to tamper with it.
Right. You would think you would just be, even if they're being jerks to you, you need to be nice to them because they can get revenge on you.
They have the power.
So Chuck Palahniuk, is that how you say his name? He's the guy that wrote Fight Club. He does an interview in Playboy magazine. And Playboy magazine asks them, in Fight Club, Tyler Durden pees in the soup he's serving and farts on the food. Do you know people who have done this for real? And Chuck tells him a story about how he was doing a book signing and a kid shows up and said something about, I work at a really nice restaurant. And Chuck said, have you ever done this in real life? And he says, oh, I can't tell you. It's too hot of a story. There's only two of these really great restaurants that could trace it back to me. Chuck did the right thing and said, I'm not going to sign your book until you tell me what you did and to who. The kid finally ends up saying, Margaret Thatcher, who was the prime minister?
Yes.
That's right.
Margaret Thatcher has, I can't say it the way that he wrote it, but would you like cream in your coffee?
Oh.
Is a question that might come to mind. So Chuck laughs.
No.
At the thought of Margaret Thatcher and that combination of food.
Wow,
and then the kid takes a beat and then says, at least five times.
Yay! Oh, God. Now, you would think in a really nice restaurant, you might be protected.
You would think that? Apparently not. Apparently not.
Wow.
So,
I mean, I guess if there's only one person between, you know, the prime minister and the coffee, it only takes one person to screw that up, right?
Now, he didn't, I don't think he put it in the coffee. I was just trying to tell you what it is, the item added to the food.
Whatever part of the food she was eating.
Listen,
right? That
people,
is no good.
They can enhance your food. So you might want to be nice to them. And we're going to take some calls.
You couldn't get away with that if you were serving Lisa, by the way, because she'd be able to tell.
Oh, yeah, I can.
She has a finely tuned palate for stuff like that. She can tell what race you were.
And who was eating barbecue chicken? I just need to know. So we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you work in the food industry and perhaps you have taken your aggressions out on customers in this enhanced way,
mm-hmm. you can be anonymous. You don't have to give us your real name. You don't have to give us the real restaurant. We're not trying to get you in trouble, but we do want to know what's going on out there so that we can decide whether from now on we will only eat at home.
Most of the time, most of these stories are, some guy came in and was a total a-hole to me. You know what I mean? It usually starts with an angry or an obnoxious customer.
Hopefully it's not just being done for fun.
Right, because then all of us are screwed. You know, you go in there and you go, oh, hey, how you doing? You have a nice day? Oh, you go over out of your way to be nice. And still it happens? No, come on now.
That's not fair.
So,
let's take Alexis real quick on line three. Now, Alexis, first one calling in is a girl. And for some reason in my mind, I don't expect girls to do stuff like this to people's food.
Yeah, but no, there's a lot more of us waiting on tables than guys.
You would think all guys. What did you do, Alexis?
Well, it happened when I was 18. So it was a good 9 years ago. I was a waitress at Perkins, and a group of police officers came in, very arrogant, very had a power trip. So me and couple of my coworkers hawked a couple loogies in their canister of coffee.
Nicely done.
And we just stood back and watched them chug it down, and it was great. And then they're like, wow, that's really good coffee. I was like, I know. I made it just for you.
Do you want more? Yeah, like a refill.
Yeah, and we did. We gave them refills and kept on and kept on. And
wow.
They ended up not leaving us a tip, so doing that was, I guess, a good enough tip for us.
You felt justified.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
all right. Good. That's a good start.
I know.
Thank you for the call.
One.
Okay. Bye. I was with Bean. I thought it would all be guys, but.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Efren, I believe. Hi, Efren.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thanks. Where did you work, and was the customer a jerk to you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We were working at a Jamba Juice. It's a juice company here in the Southern California. Well, I'm sure you guys know what Jamba Juice is.
We do, yes.
And a guy comes in, orders a drink. We give it to him. Guy starts being a jerk, say that's not the one we ordered, when clearly that's what he ordered. So we're like, okay, we'll make you a different one. What do you want? And he orders the one he wants. We take it in the back, and me and two of my buddies working there, we peed in the blender.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And did he like it?
Well, he never came back. He didn't complain.
All right.
So worked
See,
out.
Be nice to your service people.
Yeah, no
yeah but
kidding.
What if they make a mistake? And you nicely ask.
Efren, did he?
I mean, are you not even allowed to say?
No, well,
do you just have to take your lumps? Do you just have to take it and walk out and don't even say?
Don't even take the chance.
I hate to be a bother, but I'm really sorry. It's probably my fault when I ordered, but you know what I mean? Like bending over backwards to be nice.
No, well, people did that there all the time just to get free drinks. That's kind of a rule there. If that's not what you want, then we make another one for you. But the guy ordered a totally complete different one, and I'm like, dude, you ordered this one,
and now
you want a different one. So, I'm like, okay, we'll give it to you, no problem.
So those of us that are nice are still in the clear on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're nice, just be nice. Everything's cool. You know, make sure you tip.
Right.
Make sure you tip.
Even on a Jamba Juice, you got a tip now?
Yeah, man, 5 cents, a quarter, whatever.
You're tipping to keep your jump, your smoothie pure.
Smooth.
Why not?
Exactly.
It's very important.
Lumps out. All right, Efren, thank you very much. All right, let's take one more, and then we'll do a break. 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear your stories. By the way, I guess you could be on either side of the table, right? But I think we're mostly interested in you can be the customer who found something as well.
Yeah.
But I'm really interested to hear the motives behind why the people do this stuff. Allison is on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Allison, what'd you do?
Hey, you guys.
Hi.
What
so
happened?
I used to work at Simon in one of the malls.
Did you gain 700 pounds? Because I would if I worked there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
No, but what we would do is, because people were just total a-holes at the mall because they've been shopping all day and whatever. So they were a-holes. So we would wait until it's like we found a cockroach, and then we would roll the cockroaches up in the cinnamon rolls and cook them and serve them to people.
Wow.
But wait a minute. So a whole cockroach, they would find that.
And we would also drop the cockroaches into, like, the cafe mochas and the coffee drinks. And
how would they?
They were just everywhere.
But don't you want to do it
on Lisa's question. Wouldn't it be easy to find that if you just bit it the right way? You'd go, what? That's a cockroach.
Dude, people would eat those things so fast, and they were big fat people. They didn't care. They just wanted to eat their cinnamon roll.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You should try putting a rat in there or something bigger. See if they're paying attention.
Hey, maybe
some people don't have what it takes to be in the food service industry.
I know I don't. I'll tell you that. I do not have the temperament for that. I don't know how people do it. I really don't. I am overwhelmingly nice to people because I know if I had that job, I would suck and be fired.
Yeah.
All right. So cockroaches. Nice work, Allison.
Totally. Thanks.
Not just guys. A lot of girls doing the same thing. We will take a break. The number is 1-800-520-1067. And we'll be right back on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Unfortunately, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show.
How dare you?
I'm feeling a little woozy just from the calls we've already taken, and I see the ones that are lined up ready to go, and I don't know that I can listen.
The author that wrote the book that Fight Club was based on was doing a book signing, ran into a kid. The kid said, hey, you know, I did some stuff in my customer's food. I worked at a really nice restaurant. And the guy said, well, what did you do? And the kid said, I don't want to say. And he said, I'm not going to sign a book unless you tell me. So apparently Margaret Thatcher, who used to be the prime minister in England, came to that restaurant and more than five times
was the recipient
of a little extra cream in her coffee.
Come on with that.
More than five times. Well, I'm just saying that's what got us into this. And you got to be nice to your food servers, even if they're not nice. Doesn't matter.
Good lesson, yeah.
Just be nice.
Just be nice, exactly. Let's try Adam on line five, because it's not always bodily fluids that are involved. Adam, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's your story?
Morning, guys. Morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Adam.
Don't tell us where you work, but what happened?
I used to work at a fast food restaurant, and a guy came in as we were drove through the drive-thru as we were closing and ordered a chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. Anyone in fast food knows that those take longer than any other sandwich. It takes 5 minutes to cook.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we added a little floor spice and kicked it around a little bit before we gave it to him.
Floor spice? You actually dropped it on the floor and kicked it around?
Yeah, I dropped it on the floor, kicked it around a little bit.
Nice.
Oh, no.
Nice. That's good.
Come on. I want to be able to get a chicken sandwich and enjoy it sometime in my life.
But
don't come in at closing time.
I
recommend.
That's right. Don't come in at closing time and make a five-minute sandwich.
But how's the public supposed to know that that's a mortal sin to come in at 10:55 if the restaurant closes at 11?
That's the server
still, but you're still open.
It was 1:55 and we closed at 2.
Yeah, listen, you didn't know that until now, but now you've been warned. So
the
just,
guy's okay. Like, oh, thank God I made it 5 minutes to go.
Yeah. And then,
Guy. All right, Adam, thank you for the call. Let's try Paul. He's on line six on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Paul, I hate to ask, but where'd you work and what'd you do?
No, not where'd you work. Just what'd you do?
Well, I think he needs to tell us for the story.
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah, it doesn't matter. The theater isn't there anymore.
Oh, okay. The movie theater. Okay.
Hi, Lisa May.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. Yeah, but I used to work at the Pacific 16, which is now the Arclight in Sherman Oaks. But I was there during the opening weekend of the Hulk. And we used to make the Pink's hot dogs, which you have to steam at the theater.
Right.
And everybody was whining and yelling about the hot dogs, and they wanted hot dogs. So me and, like, five guys went into the back, and what you're supposed to do is put them in a tray and fill them with water to steam them.
Right.
So you peed on
the hot dogs,
and then you steamed them.
Gosh.
And we got compliments on how they were the best-tasting hot dogs these people had ever had.
Is that right?
It was amazing.
Did you? I'm sure you would never have told them what happened because then you would lose your job, right?
Of course. Yeah. Well, you know, I got fired like 3 days later anyway for yelling at some lady, but yeah.
Because that would have been sweet.
I would like to have held a sign, but unfortunately.
Okay, so, but were the people being jerks about it? That's why you did it?
Oh, yeah, no, everybody was yelling. How long does it take to cook some, you know, blank, blank hot dogs?
Right, of course, yeah. All right.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if that was like the rage, like they told all their friends, oh, my God, you're not going to believe how great these hot dogs are. You guys have to go and get them from this movie theater. This guy's amazing the way he, I don't even know what he does, but they're so good. All right. I wish I had not heard that, but thank you very much for the call. Jeez, look what's left. This is awful.
These are cautionary tales. That's all.
Let's try Danny. He's on line two on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Danny. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. I'm a big fan.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Danny.
What'd you do? Well, first of all, it was the guy was a jerk, right? Because that's the only saving grace for this whole topic is if I go in and I'm nice to you, you'll not do this, right?
Oh, no, I won't do this.
Okay.
Yeah, the moral of the story is be nice to your server.
Okay, go ahead.
So I used to bartend at a sports bar, and we had a guy that came in every week, and he was a total jerk to all the cocktail waitresses and everything. So, and he used to order like 10 sodas a time, and he would never tip the girls. So one day I decided to put a laxative in his drink.
A laxative?
Yeah.
Now we're getting creative.
All right.
I've heard of this.
20 minutes later, he heads to the bathroom running and didn't think it was going to work that fast. But about an hour later after that, I saw him running out of the bar.
You know what you should have done is you should have sent people into the restroom so that all the stalls were full as well.
Oh, that would have been so
That would have made it even better.
So you and the girls who worked there were just laughing the whole time he was gone, right?
No idea. And the funny part is it was the girl's idea.
All right.
Awesome.
There you go. Be nice to your servers, people.
Yeah. All right, who wants to close with Joe on line one?
Me.
Oh.
Me. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Joe.
So you're making pizza at some nondescript pizza place, and what happened?
Well, we had this problem customer. He always kept coming in, and eventually he came in one night, and he said, well, your pizzas taste like ish anyway, but give me a pepperoni.
Okay, so he insulted the taste of your pizza while ordering it.
Pretty much. And okay. He'd come in before, and he's always been kind of a jerk anyway.
Right.
So one of the guys, he went into the restroom and dropped the deuce, and we sprinkled a little pepperoni in there and kind of swished it around, and then we made him a little pooperoni pizza.
Yeah! Oh. Got boarded!
Come on!
Pooperoni pizza!
Come on with the pooperoni pizza!
Wow. It was a pooperoni pizza.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you ever heard back from this guy, but that would be a taste sensation that you would have to notice. That just doesn't blend in.
He came in a bunch of other times after that, but he was always drunk anyway, so he probably didn't even taste it.
How do you not taste that? That seems like it's a little different than the regular pepperoni taste.
Well, you know, our pizzas weren't that great anyway.
So he was right?
He was right.
Wow. He was right, so you gave him a pooperoni pizza.
Exactly.
Wow.
He wanted it. He said he asked for it, so yeah, that's what he got.
All right.
Wow. Look, let's make a solid pact to not revisit this topic, at least for the rest of 2009. Can we? Because I can't handle it.
Yeah, I think so.
Who's hungry?
Hello, 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ.
Hey!
Nope. And it is 20 minutes till 8 o'clock.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show for a Wednesday morning. Funny man Jim Gaffigan joins. I guess he's acting now in addition to doing the comedy. He's coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning. Also, whatever happened to the Craigslist erotic services? You've got a new location for those. And more tickets for our breakfast with Incubus. All of that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour here this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
You know crazy Kim Jong-il, the leader of North Korea?
Oh, yeah.
The dude who he wears platform shoes, and he says he shot 11 holes in one in his first attempt.
That's right.
He's good at all things. You know, it's interesting. You complain a lot about everybody complains about the politics here in the United States, but at least we have an orderly transition of power. At least we elect people, and then they serve, and then they're done. You can wait out the clock. If you're living in a place like North Korea, decade after decade goes by with a crazy guy who just does whatever he wants to do. You can't do anything about it, and you have no idea what's next.
Yeah, and they never die young.
And it's, by the way, their economy is just failing like crazy, and he's still firing off missiles and everything else.
Yep.
Here's a couple of news pieces, one talking about the missiles and the tests that they're doing with bombs, and the other about the two journalists that have been put in labor camps.
North Korea's nuclear ambitions and recent missile tests have caused international alarm. But Washington's special envoy to North Korea has told a gathering in New York the U.S. has no plans to attack the communist state.
Tonight, two American journalists sentenced to 12 years hard labor in North Korea are the focus of a tense diplomatic standoff. In March, in fact, March 17th, Laura Ling and Yuna Lee were working on a news story about the mistreatment of North Korean women when they were arrested near the Chinese border for, quote, hostile acts, end quote. The White House says the two women are innocent. Ling and Lee worked for Current TV, which is a venture launched by former Vice President Al Gore.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
So we have no diplomatic relations with North Korea. We can't speak to them directly. But fortunately, that doesn't mean citizens can't talk to the president. And that's why we have Kim Jong-il on the phone right now. Get a chance to catch up with the dear leader and find out where his head's at with all this news that's going on right now. Hey, Kim Jong-il, how are you?
Hey, Ron Dye! How you go?
We go well. How you go?
I go good.
Why so crazy, Kim Jong-il?
I'm not crazy. Why you say that?
Well, you sound crazy.
I'm not crazy.
I mean, like Kevin said, your country is desperately poor, yet you're spending millions of dollars to blow up nuclear bombs and terrorize the world. You know that you could be wiped out in a minute by any number of other countries.
Bring it on, bitch!
Well, but nobody wants that.
Bring it on. I will give you merciless offensive.
Huh?
I will bring the merciless offensive.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. In other words, don't mess with North Korea. That's basically your message here.
That's why I have nukes, so I can be merciless offensive.
I see.
Well,
I'm
you are definitely
plenty offensive, but now I'll be merciless offensive.
Now, you've been firing a lot of missiles as of late.
Yeah, that's what she said.
What's up with that? You're testing the long-range missiles?
Yeah, that's right. I got a long-range missile, baby.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of missiles, I mean.
Oh, wow. So how long are the North Korean people going to have to endure you as their ruler? Because there's been some talk about Kim Jong-nam and Kim Jong-un and all the other little Kim Jongs. What's the plan for succession there?
It's so weird. They all have different last name than me. Kim Jong-nam, Kim Jong-roo.
Yeah, that is
weird. Must be the whole backward forward thing.
Could be. I think that may be it. But you should know that better than we.
I should, but I don't.
So is your health in danger, and who's next?
I've never felt better. Robust. I am virile.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I am going to stay president, fearless leader a long time.
Okay.
That's bad news for everybody.
So you have me to deal with, you and Al Gore.
Right. Now, what about that? There's talk that Al Gore, since the journalists that you kidnapped are working for his Current TV, there's word that he may come over and try to negotiate their release. Any thoughts?
Bring it on, bitch!
There we go again.
I tell you, Laura Ling, she's not going to be released until her sister go back on The View. I miss her on That View.
Why do you care?
And Meredith Vieira, too.
Well, that's not going to...
Those are the good days of The View. I miss them so much before Whoopi Goldberg.
Why do you spend so much time watching American TV?
I love The View. Oh, that George Behar, she's so funny.
Right, but you won't allow anybody in your country to watch any Western programming because you think we're the great Satan.
Oh, but That View, that's must-watch TV.
You watch The View every day?
Every day. I learn interesting things from The View.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. But if Al Gore come here, I will be merciless offensive to him.
Now,
there you go again.
He's saying he's going to come in peace. He just wants to chat.
In peace. He's going to leave in pieces.
Oh,
word
up.
Yeah, I do this to him.
What's that?
Yeah, that's a small freaking threatened engine. I'm polluting the atmosphere. Take that, Al Gore.
What?
Oh, that's going to hurt Al.
Yeah, I have a big carbon footprint.
But,
that's what she
piss
said.
Him off. That doesn't make any sense, Kim Jong-un.
What, you're flushing a toilet?
Yeah, I'm wasting water.
Oh, you didn't need to flush it?
It was nothing was even in there.
Wow, you'll show him.
I'll show that Al Gore.
Wow.
Oh, look. Oh, the dial's hitting yellow. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Look at the water I'm wasting. Oh, look at those trees. Oh, beautiful trees, Al Gore. Look at those trees.
Don't cut them down.
Cut down the tree, Al Gore.
That's just mean.
Stop it, Al Gore.
That's not any way to start a negotiation. Come on, Kim Jong-il.
Oh, how's that ozone layer? How's that going ozone layer? Oh, the aerosol spray for you, Al Gore? Little aerosol can of spray.
He's not even there yet. Why don't you at least wait and hear what the man has to say?
That's right, God. Make my pit smell good.
I don't think he is going to talk about the environment either.
Look, endangered species.
Oh, no.
One less California condor. Two less California condor.
How do you have a California condor in North Korea?
I just killed that goat that waved.
I'm glad you did that. That goat needed to go.
You and me both, brother.
So Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday. What's going on, Ralph?
It's David Carradine thing's now just making me angry.
There's more?
Yeah, they're making it more. There's the problem. The poor guy, great actor, cult
icon, found in his hospital room, hanging in his closet. Looks like autoerotic asphyxiation as far as we can tell right now. Family's not sure. They want another autopsy. They're getting the FBI involved because they don't believe...
The FBI!
They don't believe the...
Dean's been waiting to play that drop for ever. 6 months.
Wait, who are they getting involved?
Well,
the FBI!
Did you know when I was getting this story that that might come up and you had it at the ready? Is that what you did?
I've had my finger on the button for weeks now, just waiting for the opportunity.
He's been playing that to us off the air. We keep saying, how are you ever going to use that?
The Carradine family is trying to get that particular law enforcement agency involved.
Which one?
The FBI.
The FBI!
Because they don't believe the information is coming out of Thailand. Okay, but here's the problem. Above and beyond the actual newsworthy specifics of his passing, which really isn't any of our business, the man's gone, what difference does it make?
Right.
Now, these high-resolution photos from this Bangkok tabloid are circulating Carradine apparently in fishnet stockings, wearing a wig.
Aww.
He's got woman's lingerie in the room on the bed that apparently were involved. Okay, so how humiliating already on top of this. Now... reporters are going to the sex shop that David Carradine used to shop at.
To do hard-hitting interviews?
And interviewing the owner.
Great.
Asking what kind of stuff did he buy. And the owner of Susie's Delights in Tarzana, California, which will get no more of my business, by the way, tells them, oh yeah, Dave was a regular of the store. Came here a few times a month for years. Came here all the time. He owned almost every piece of bondage equipment in the store, and then goes around showing them the stuff that David Carradine had purchased over his career there as a consumer. There should be some sort of like a priest or a lawyer or a doctor or something, some sort of privilege with a sex store operator where they can't tell reporters or other people what you buy when you go in there.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it should be privileged.
Some confidentiality with the purchase.
That's just wrong on many levels. By the way, the order that David placed 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Women's lingerie, stockings, bondage equipment, and 3 bondage DVDs. So this was his thing. And I, you know me, for God's sakes, I am not someone to judge other people's things. Nor should anyone be. Nor should they take away the tragedy of this man losing his life.
Yeah.
But now they're just fishing for more salacious details to pump up this story. And I just think it's wrong. You know, it obviously it was an accident, right?
Right. Right. Yeah.
And he wouldn't want this stuff out. But what are you going to do? People love sex. Sex sells. Sex and blood.
Yeah.
Unless you're Jehovah's Witness.
And just sex.
Yeah. Speaking of accidental deaths, the autopsy is back on the death of Las Vegas performer Danny Gantz.
Okay.
It has been ruled, according to the Clark County coroner, an accidental overdose of pain medication.
Oh.
He had chronic pain syndrome, unbeknownst to a lot of his fans. And he also had a pre-existing heart condition. And apparently the combination of the two caused a toxic reaction in his body.
So he was taking heart medication and pain medication.
Right. This was prescribed medication. He was taking it appropriately, according to doctors. This was not drug abuse, the coroner added. It was simply an accidental overdose caused by a combination of pre-existing conditions and the medication that Danny Gantz was on. So
that's sad. He was a super young dude.
Yeah, and very talented. So a lot of death in the news today.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Let's move on to some happier things, shall we?
Bumming us out.
If you're an Oasis fan, they are re-releasing all of their albums on vinyl.
Yes! Oh, wait, I don't have a turntable.
Now, listen, Kevin, I know you... are not a fan of older things. But there are a lot of people who swear by vinyl, who say the sound that they get off of vinyl is preferable to that of CD or MP3.
Yeah, I know.
You say that condescendingly as if it just isn't the case.
I just think a lot of them claim they can but can't. I could be wrong.
Like wine drinkers?
Yeah.
You're putting wine vinyl lovers and wine drinkers in the same
No, I could be wrong. I don't know enough about this, but I'm still going to call BS.
Anyway, it's good news for Oasis fans who want to collect every edition. There's going to be a limited edition boxed set of their 7 studio albums. And they're going to have newly written liner notes. So all the liner notes will be updated. You can check out the master plan. For about $200, you can get the box set.
I forget who it was. There was somebody else that was opening up for Oasis in England. And Liam got out a lawn chair and sat on the side of the stage to watch. On an entire reclining lawn chair. So he could enjoy
the act.
Yeah, so he could watch.
Sounds very comfy. Usually he does that on stage with his own band. Yep. Yeah. He'll just put a lawn chair out and just sit down and not really give 100%
to the performance. He's a strange rock star, that dude.
He is. And speaking of rock stars, Sammy Hagar's pissed. Apparently the new Guitar Hero Van Halen video game doesn't have any Sammy Hagar songs in it. It's all Diamond Dave.
Woo! Well,
they weren't really that good, were they?
The good Van Halen?
Yeah, the real Van Halen. No Sammy Hagar. No Air Force theme songs, whatever the F that song was. You can go higher and higher. F you.
Yeah, I don't even know any of his songs, I don't think.
You'd recognize a bunch of them. Dreams was a big, big hit. Why Can't This Be Love was a big hit. I mean, he definitely sold some records, but when you think of Van Halen, you want Diamond Dave, I think.
He will not even be seen in the video game, nor will original bassist Michael Anthony. Here's a big F you. The animated reproduction, the computer animated reproductions in the game will feature Diamond David Lee Roth, of course, as lead singer, Eddie Van Halen on guitar, and Wolfgang Van Halen as the bass player. Wolfie will be the bass player.
I think Wolfgang, though, is going to be the only one on screen because he's pretty big.
How dare you, sir?
He's fat.
So it's the current lineup of Van Halen will be featured in the video game for you, Van Halen.
You're going to play bass. There's not room for anyone else on the screen.
Will you stop?
That's all I'm saying.
His mom lost a ton of weight.
She sure did.
Yeah.
Wolfie can, too. And then Wolfie can pose in a bikini on Us Magazine's cover.
I hope that doesn't happen as well.
I'd love to see that. He's a good-looking boy. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Gina Gershon is 47 years old today. Jeannie Triplehorn, however, turns 46. Former Smashing Pumpkins drummer Jimmy Chamberlin is 45 years old, as is the actress from The Office, Kate Flannery, celebrates her 45th birthday. Elizabeth Hurley's 44.
Woo!
Shane West is 31 years old today, and I am no country western music fan, as you know. But singer Faith Evans.
Yeah.
Celebrates her 36th birthday. And that sound down is good right there.
Faith Evans. Yeah, she's ex-wife.
Oh. Yeah,
she's an R&B singer.
You're thinking Faith Hill.
Oh, right. Okay. I was thinking Faith Hill and Dale Evans, I guess. That's how I got confused.
Queen of the West.
Queen of the West, yeah. Faith Evans, then. Not for different woman.
Not as hot.
Also turning 36.
All right.
Not quite as hot. But if you're listening, Biggie, we miss you, man.
I'm
going to pour out some 40 for him. Right. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show this beat.
Lisa May, while the rest of us are all talking about Land of the Lost and Hangover, you won't shut up about your goddamn Away We Go. What's the deal with that?
The reviews look great. I love Jim Krasinski and Maya Rudolph, and they said they have really good chemistry. It's a sweet, funny movie. And I think it's getting overshadowed by, you know, Hangover and Land of the Lost. Well,
and
by the big blockbusters.
What you mean is the delicious young Jim Gaffigan is in the film,
too,
and that's why you can't wait to go
see
it.
Hilarious.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because Mr. Gaffigan joins us on the phone of the Kevin Bean Show right now. Hey, Jim, how are you, man?
Good, good. That young lady has terrific taste.
Doesn't
Thank
she?
You.
She does.
That's what she's known for on this show.
So, I don't fully understand. Away We Go is that you see the commercial on the TV and you go, hey, I love those actors. That looks funny. Great writer, great director. I want to go see that. And then, boom, barely playing anywhere. What kind of a tease are you, Jim?
You know, it's all about, you know, you got to work hard to get the cow or the milk or whatever. I don't necessarily know what I'm even saying.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
It's at the Arclight. That's not barely anywhere.
Well, it's played in three places starting Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's out of 10,000 theaters, though, in America. I'm just saying it's hard to – it's limited release is what I'm saying at this point.
Yeah,
that might be true.
I don't understand the movie business, but it is one of those rolling releases that, like, indie films get. But I think it's, you know, it's – I don't understand the magic of it, but I know that I know a lot of people saw it last weekend in New York and L.A., and they really enjoyed it, so then they're rolling it out to more and more theaters. And
I'm guessing it has to do with how much advertising budget they have. If they don't have all that much, then they want word of mouth.
Right.
That's
so
right.
So they start a little slower and move it that way, I would guess.
Yeah.
Now, Jim, you've been...
It's like a word-of-mouth movie where people see it, and then they definitely tell their friends to see it.
Which is great. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, you've been in show business for a long time. You've been in a lot of movies. But you get a chance to work with Sam Mendes, who, of course, is an unbelievable Academy Award-winning director. And you got to jump at that. Was it different being on a movie like that versus, you know, your typical day at the office?
Yeah, it's kind of intimidating. I mean, I think Sam Mendes has been, like, knighted and stuff like that. And he's somebody who directs operas and... You know, I'm a guy who tells jokes about diarrhea.
Right.
I mean, a little bit. Like, I'm like, oh, maybe he doesn't know about my diarrhea jokes. So, But it was pretty amazing. Obviously, he directed American Beauty, and, you know, I think that was, like, his first movie he directed, and he's just, you know, one of these guys that has a real gift for storytelling and movies, so... If he's dumb enough to hire me, I'm going to do it.
Sure. Is it also difficult from the standpoint of you're a stand-up comedian, so you represent yourself. You either, you know, fail or go over huge based on... But in the movie, there are hundreds of people standing around, and if you mess it up, kind of it screws everyone up.
I think as a stand-up, you always have to, like, be over-prepared and make sure that you're not... You know, you don't want the cast, you know, the rest of the cast to be like, well, he's a comedian. Those guys are crazy and they can barely walk. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Always make a point of being over-prepared and being over, at least for me, of being over-professional and stuff like that.
I got you.
Now, our own Lisa May is close enough to him that she can call him Jim. The rest of us refer to him as John Krasinski. He's the star of this movie, along with the beautiful Maya Rudolph from SNL. And they are a couple. And I got to be honest when I tell you that this sounds like an unlikely premise for a film, because what 9-month pregnant woman is going to fly or drive all over the country looking for a place to have a baby? Can you explain how that's supposed to work, Jim?
I think in the movie she's 6 months, but yeah, no, it is pretty, you know, but, you know, it's like a road movie, and there's actually, there's good reasons, if you see the movie, for them to progress along their journey, and it's, I don't know, it's kind of strange, because if I described it, it might sound kind of like, and then they went here.
Right.
But I feel like in the movie, it makes sense, you know, and it's also just, you know, I kind of like road movies because, you know, there's the story is always kind of moving along and, you know, you enjoy new characters they meet, but it's kind of informs who the leads are and stuff like that.
Now, Jim, we always try to play a clip from a guest, but we were looking online. We can't find a clip that involves you in this movie because there's basically just trailers out now.
Right.
Yeah.
So what we thought we'd do instead is play a clip of Megan Fox from the new Transformers movie. Would you mind?
Right.
Okay.
Well, you know, this is me playing Megan Fox in the Transformer movie.
Hey, beautiful. Made you a long-distance relationship kid. I got your webcam so we can chat 24/7.
Sounds cute. I can't wait.
All right. He's getting her a webcam. Come
Jim,
on.
You were fantastic in that.
Well, you know, it was one of those things where I prepared a lot.
You have to over-prepare, right?
And, you know, I was wearing a really seductive outfit and
sure.
kind of influenced.
And then, by the way, and then here's a follow-up clip to that.
I'm not going to go without you.
That's it.
Oh, that sounds good.
I'm not going to go without you, is what she said.
That was really embarrassing.
How bogus is it, by the way, that they put in a clip in the Transformers trailer of Megan Fox getting a webcam? Shouldn't that be a whole separate movie? Why are they wasting our time with the robot part of that story?
You know, I tell you, she is in the movie not because she's attractive or that she's,
attractive.
The thing that's going to make 13-year-old boys run to the theater and start banging on the walls until they let them in.
But why is she in the movie then?
She's in it because I think she knows a lot about Transformers.
Oh, I see.
Sure.
All right, good.
I see. Well, the film is called Away We Go. It is in theaters now. In fact, it is opening a little wider. That's what she said this Friday. You definitely want to remember the name Away We Go. Look for Jim Gaffigan in the film. He looks a lot like Megan Fox. You can't miss him. And I'm glad we had a chance to catch up with you. Maybe we'll have you on another time if you have a chance to come on by and spend some time with us, Jim. We'd love it.
That would be great. Thanks for letting me come on, you guys.
No worries. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Bye now.
This Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock, Kevin and Bean Show. It's breakfast with our friends in Incubus. They'll be taking our questions from you. They'll be performing live. It's going to be a good time. If you want to go, you can call right now. If you've got Incubus trivia at 1-800-520-1067. Yeah, it's time to stump Jed.
Stump Jed the fish. Can you stump?
Hello?
Fish.
What if your name was Ass Whore?
Oh, no.
Stump Jed the Fish.
What if your name was Ass Whore?
Popular, nationally syndicated radio host Jed the Fish joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jed, how are you?
I remember... It's 1988 when Richard Blade and I had breakfast with Soft Cell.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. Jed's been around the music business for a long time. Knows everything about Incubus. So we thought we would give our listeners a chance to stump him.
And they're one of my favorite bands.
And if they can stump you, they get tickets to see Incubus both when they play the Hollywood Bowl and our breakfast.
Hooray!
Which is going to be next Tuesday.
Wow. All right, Jed. Now, listen, I know you have focus problems. Try to pay attention to the callers and what they have to say. They're going to ask you a question. You come up with the answer.
What's the wattage of these bulbs in the studio?
Okay, that's not what you're here to talk about. We're just talking about the band Incubus right now.
I don't know.
Let's start with Chris. He is on line one on the Kevin and Bean Show, and let's see if he is able to stump Jed. Good morning, Chris. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on?
Stump Jed the Fish.
All right, so Brandon Boyd obviously has a lot of tattoos.
Yeah.
On his right arm, he has... one incorporating the Tibetan mantra, and another one, and I'm asking for the name of it.
The name of the other tattoo?
Yeah, what he named it.
Odontophobia.
What?
It's the fear of teeth.
What?
No.
That doesn't sound... I don't think that's right. Is that right, Chris?
No.
What is it?
It's a crop circle named the Barbary Castle.
Yeah, that wasn't even close yet. Sorry. Congratulations, Chris. You got to take us to see Incubus.
Are you kidding me?
And to join us at our breakfast next Tuesday.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
I am so stoked right now. You have no idea.
Congratulations. Hold on.
Congratulations. Who knew it was possible to stump the great Jed the Fish? I thought he knew everything about Incubus. Let's try Steven. He's on line two on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Steve. Go ahead.
Hi.
All right. Hey, I'm calling from Fresno. Okay, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
When some of the members of Incubus were in high school, Jose, Brandon, and Mike, when they were in a band, what was the name of the band?
The surface area of the average brick is 79 centimeters squared.
No, that's not it.
Is that the name of the band?
No, that's not it.
What was it?
It was the Kansas City Shuffle.
Hmm, yeah.
The most common name in the world is Muhammad.
You're not helping.
Thank you, Jed. Steven, we'll see you at breakfast with Incubus. How about that?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Nicely done.
Congratulations.
Let's go to are you trying, Jed?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Bella. Hi, Bella.
Hi. How you guys? How are you doing?
Lugosi is dead.
Stump Jed.
All right. What is the name of Incubus's personal charity?
According to suicide statistics, Monday's the most common day for self-destruction.
Okay, but what does that have to do with Bella's question about the name of Incubus' charity, Jed?
Is that correct, Bella?
No, it's not. It's called Make Yourself Foundation.
Make Yourself.
Right.
Jed,
hey, wait a minute. What do you mean, right? If you knew that, you should have said it. Bella, you got tickets to the show and to the breakfast with Incubus.
Thank you so much, you guys.
We'll see you there. Nicely done.
Jed, do you know anything about Incubus?
In the early days of the telephone... people wouldn't answer with hello. They'd say, what's your number, sir? It wasn't until the 1890s that people started to use common greetings.
But we didn't, no one's talking.
Let's try Marvin. He's on line four. Now, this one's pretty easy, Jed, so try to listen up, see if you can do it. Marvin, go ahead. Try to stump Jed.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, Jed, what city does Incubus come from?
What city is Incubus from?
Karaoke means empty orchestra in Japanese.
Is that the city?
No, it's not.
What is it, Marvin?
Calabasas, California.
Calabasas, yeah. We did breakfast there because of
we
that.
We did, yeah.
Incubus.
Right.
Remember that?
Because I've been to Calabasas. I remember Tammy Heidi and I went there in 87 to see a show.
Sure, we have time for this story.
At the Rhino Room. I believe
okay.
it
Let's
was...
Let's move on. Jed, let's
Moby's
move on to
Moby's earliest incarnation of a band called London Fog.
Okay, that's not even relevant right now, but Jessica has something for you. She's on line five. She's going to try to stump Jed for breakfast with Incubus tickets. Go ahead, Jess.
What is the title of Brandon Boyd's first book?
The first known contraceptive was crocodile dung used by the Egyptians in 1200 BC.
Is that the name of Brandon's first book?
No, it's White Fluffy Cat Cloud.
Yeah, sure, there's that, yeah. All right, congratulations, okay. You got the tickets, you're coming to the breakfast. Nicely done.
All right, Tanya is on line six. Now, this is one, Jed, if you really know Incubus and their music, you got a shot at it, so listen up. Tanya, go ahead, you're on with the great Jed the Fish.
Okay, which Incubus song is featured on the Scream 3
Three quarters,
soundtrack?
Four dimes, and four pennies is the most change you can have without making change for a dollar.
No.
Is that the name of the song on the Scream 3 soundtrack?
No, it's called Crowded Elevator. Hi, Lisa Mae.
Hello.
Wow, she's even giving a shout out while she's on. Tickets to see the band in concert and to join us at our breakfast.
Woo!
Nicely done. Okay, we have time for one more. Can we squeeze in one more?
One more, right. Jed. But really, let's try to go out on a win for you, okay?
All right. Uh-huh. Will, hi.
We all win, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Will stump Jed.
I have an easy one. It's name the Incubus of original bass player.
Who's the original bass player for Incubus? Think about it. Now think about it before you answer, Jed.
No, just hold on.
All right.
You might have it.
The restaurant Shoshibao is largely considered to be the first place to serve udon noodles.
Is that correct, Will?
No, it's Dirk Lance.
Sure, there's that.
The pancreas produces insulin.
Very close. All right, you're going to see the band, and you're going to join us for the breakfast.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Come up with some questions. You get to help do the interview. And for those of you that don't win tickets, it will be Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock as we broadcast live.
Okay.
Jed, you're the best.
I agree.
Okay.
What if your name was Asshole?
Crazy. No handlebars, that guy.
I know. That's pretty bold.
Not safe. It's the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, and it is 8:43.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, and you thought you were asleep and hearing Flobot singing Handlebars right there, but that just happened. Right on the radio. That's what I was playing. All right. Ralph's got the showbiz beat in just a few minutes, but he came in a little bit early because, Ralph, you're very excited about a new website you discovered.
Yeah, I was crestfallen. I was heartbroken, as most of us were, when Craigslist stopped listing their erotic services section.
Now, tell us what happened.
Where's a perv to go, you know?
Tell us what happened. They had their
There used to be a section, you know, Craigslist is like a want ads online.
Right.
Where you can buy stuff from people and everything. It's like classified listings in a newspaper, only it's online. It's more immediate. Mm-hmm. And there used to be a section for, you know, all kinds of services, handyman work and that kind of stuff. And they had a section called erotic services.
Okay.
Where if you wanted a massage from a young lady, you could get one there.
And this was on the up and up?
Well,
massage?
It's all within, you know, whatever legal ramifications. I guess it's how you word the ad more than anything else.
I see.
But there were a place where people who were looking for those kind of services could access providers.
Okay.
And you know me, I think it all should be legalized, but it isn't. But in case you wanted to meet someone, you could make an arrangement with someone.
Okay.
Then this dude starts killing people.
Right.
Ruining it for everyone.
Craigslist killer.
And then Craigslist, due to political and public pressure, had to eliminate that category from their listings.
The government was saying many different times they were going to figure out a way to bring him up on charges, blah, blah, blah.
Because
right?
It was a source for prostitution and things like that, and they were finding a way to eliminate that from
them. So they bailed. They said, let's
Craigslist
not take the
volunteered
risk.
To take that category off their
Because Craig's a pussy, right?
Exactly.
And that's can't stand the heat.
And that's where Ty Gonti comes in. Ty is on the phone with us right now. Hi, Ty.
How's it going, you guys?
Ty has decided he's going to pick up the slack where Craigslist left off.
Okay.
So what's the name of your website?
It's actually kinkyservices.com.
Kinkyservices.com.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't be so oblique, Ty. You shouldn't be so so vague in the name
the
of,
radar.
Of your site, because I'm not sure what I can get at kinkyservices.com.
So let me see if I understand.
I don't know either, man.
Craigslist, which advertises lawnmowers and clothing and everything else, they have 7 billion items that they have. Not you. You're just doing the kinky services, and that's all you're doing.
It's that... casual encounters, all of that stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I think that's still on Craigslist. I think you can still meet someone with no exchange of cash. If you just want to meet someone for a casual sexual encounter, you can still do that on Craigslist.
Okay.
Okay.
But you can't engage someone for services and pay them anymore.
Which I couldn't agree with Ralph Moore is ridiculous if consenting adults want to do that. What does the government care? Right. But how is Kinky Services different than what Craigslist took off of their erotic section?
Well, we really... aren't any different, actually. I mean, we're doing the exact same thing.
Okay.
We're just filling in the void.
Now,
yeah, that's what she said.
Forgive me for...
filling lots of voids.
Forgive me for asking a dumb question, but if the government was coming after Craigslist and, you know, the attorney general was making threats and lawyers were all getting ready to prosecute and all that kind of stuff, and they said it's not worth it, let's bail, this sounds like a bad idea for a business.
Well,
I mean, maybe a bad time for a bad idea for a business.
It sounds like you're painting a target on yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Well, if you open up any weekly periodical,
right.
I mean, we've all got them.
Right.
Those ads, they're there already. I mean, it's not just us.
Right. I know
right.
that.
So, I mean, it's a risk, but we're going to take it, you know.
Okay. All right.
Okay, but let me put a finer point on it. If the attorney general of your state, wherever that is going to come after you and charge you with, you know, soliciting, essentially, you got to have the deep pockets and the willingness to fight that, to go to court to defend yourself, which could be, I mean, that could be a deal breaker for a lot of people. That's very expensive to defend yourself against those kinds of charges.
Yeah, and it probably is going to be, but we're ready for that.
Well, wow. Yeah, Ty's taking a stand.
Look at him.
He's going to fight.
Bring it on.
For his right
yes.
to partay.
I hear that's
yes,
true.
He is. Or he is really, really dumb, right? I mean, that's a possibility, too. Well, he just hasn't thought this through at all.
You know, there's a fine line between brilliant and crazy, and or brilliant and stupid. And it looks like Ralph said, you're just painting a gigantic target on your back. You're just saying, come after me, people. I'll take you.
Well, I think in Craigslist case, it was really a politician who needed to be reelected, and he needed PR.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm.
So you don't think it was a real...
They were actually going to go through with it.
It was not a real law enforcement follow-through. They were just threatening.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
But I see news stories all the time, no joke, Ty, of police officers, and this is what they do, you know, is they go and pose as the John, and they answer Craigslist ads, and they show up at the girl's apartment, and if they get the feeling that there's, you know, potential for sex for cash, they arrest them. I mean, they're busting those people.
And if anybody on our site is obviously... illegal.
Right.
We take it down.
Sure.
No, I know.
Sure
of course.
You do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to keep it clean. Right.
You wouldn't have that up.
You don't want kinky services to be tarnished.
You got to keep that squeaky clean.
You're afraid that somebody might advertise some kinky services on kinky services.
You don't want people getting the wrong idea about kinky services.
Ty, well, that's funny. We all know it's going to be that. And you know it's going to be that, and more importantly, the attorney general knows it's going to be that.
But I think
that.
Ty's saying it's on the person who's posting,
man. All right,
yeah, it's on them. He's providing a conduit, but it's up to the people who post to keep within the law. I guess
exactly.
So women seeking men could just be love, right?
Exactly. How do I know, right?
That's right.
How do you know?
How do you know?
You don't have to vouch for them, right?
Exactly.
Well, you're either bold or stupid, or a mixture of both. I can't figure it out.
Ty, does your site work like Craigslist? You just log on and post an ad, and then you get the responses forwarded to you?
Yep, you got it.
Do you charge a fee? Unlike Craigslist was free. I think that's why a lot of people used it. What's your situation?
Free as well.
All right. So it's just like the service that practically put Craigslist out of business. That's what you're basically starting up here.
You got it.
You're saying
the business model.
Craigslist failed, and so I'm going to succeed where they failed against the government.
No killers allowed, though.
No killers allowed. At least you got that rule. Now, if Craigslist had adopted that rule, they'd still be working today.
Ty, do you know what they do to stutters in prison?
Oh, wow, Kevin.
What's that, man? Tell me. Come on.
I'm just asking. Just asking if he knows how it goes, because
Ty's nice enough to come on our show at our request.
No problem, man. Sorry, buddy.
It may go poorly.
All right. Ty Gonti is the founder of KinkyServices.com, but don't expect any kinky services when you get there, according to Ty. Thanks for coming on, dude. Good luck with the deal, dude.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ty.
Bye now.
Ralph Garman joins us for our final look at the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, sad news has been confirmed in the only way that really matters anymore. Miley Cyrus and Justin Gaston have announced they are indeed broken up, and we know that.
Oh, no.
We know that through their tweets.
Oh,
yeah, of course. That's how we know it's real.
Oh, God, no.
Because it's been tweeted about.
If those kids can't make it.
Yeah, the tweets are flying fast and furiously about their relationship. Miley Cyrus has tweeted, "My heart is in two, and it's all because of you. A song I'm going to write." Another cryptic clue that leads people to believe this is really happening. "Why does saying goodbye hurt so much?" she tweeted. And then again later tweeted, "Daddy's giving me therapy."
Oh, hey.
I don't like the sound of that.
Oh, no.
God. Someone called Child Services.
What?
No.
That's not good.
No. What's happening?
"Daddy's giving me therapy."
Somebody call the FBI.
The FBI!
No!
Justin, meanwhile, tweeted, "Life will go on. You will smile again.
Oh, my God, no way.
We will smile again. Oh. And then about 30 minutes later, he tweeted, how many tears are there?
Oh.
They've got to run out soon, right?
No! No!
He later tweeted, man, am I a little bitch. How many tears are there? Christ's sake.
Awesome.
You're a 20-year-old underwear model. Stop bitching.
There are some things that maybe you should just do in private. And,
go to Ladue and you'll have 19 girls hanging off your Schwanstucker and about half an apple martini. Relax.
How many tears
are there?
They
have to run out soon.
Yeah.
Tremendous ass.
You bring up a good point. He's ridiculously good looking and young. And
he's a male model.
And she's fug. What does he care?
I think he's just trying to make her feel better. I think he's full of crap.
She's rocking the llama teeth, and he's an underwear model.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. You know what dries? You know what dries those tears? A pair of Asian twins. That'll dry those tears right up.
God damn him.
Why are so many good things wasted on people who don't appreciate them?
He should know what it's like to break up with somebody when you're ugly and you don't have money.
Yeah, right.
That's a lot worse.
Man, you know what? It's a lot more tears than you got, Sonny Jim. Damn him. Well, good news for actors. Looks like everyone's going to keep working, at least for the next couple years. Screen Actors Guild has ratified a 2-year contract with the primetime TV and motion picture producers.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
It's good. Sagan announced the vote last night. 78% of the rank and file that bothered to vote ratified the contract. It's a 3.5% annual raise, which is, by the way, the same deal the company's offered a year ago.
Yeah, same deal.
Yeah, that SAG turned down, so it was touch and go there, but nobody wants a strike, and I guess that's the case. Except for the president of the guild. He would like a strike, but...
Hey, it's distracting!
Yeah, that is.
Remember how I volunteered, mind you, to play Hannibal Smith, the leader of the A-Team in the new A-Team motion picture?
You did, yeah.
Yes, just yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I said, producer, if you're listening, I'll be happy to play that role for you.
Right.
I know Bradley Cooper has signed on to play Face. I'm happy to take on the role of Hannibal.
Right.
Glad to do it.
That was nice of you.
I thought so.
They confirm it today?
Know what they do? Spit in my face.
By
hiring Liam Neeson, whoever that is.
Horrible actor.
To play Colonel John Hannibal Smith, the leader of the A-Team.
That's a great choice.
As the casting starts to firm up for the big budget, big screen adaptation of the 1980s series, Bradley Cooper has signed on. Liam Neeson, still no word yet on who'll be playing Howling Mad Murdoch or B.A. Baracus.
I bet you can go for one of those roles now. I could do it. I'll do it. I'd like to put that out.
You'd like to be B.A. Baracus?
I pity the fool.
You know what B.A. stands for?
As long as I don't have to say that, anything more than that.
Remember what B.A. stood for?
No.
Bad attitude.
Really?
Yeah. That's where he got his name.
Wow.
And before I sign off for this morning, I would like to mention the passing of one of the greats. Norman Brinker has died. Norman Brinker invented the salad bar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What would we do without him and his invention?
Right. That would be terrible.
Oddly, it took 20 years later for someone to invent the sneeze guard. Well, oddly. You'd think that would have been the first thing on the list.
20 years and a million deaths.
Yeah, that's right. Some bad things in the chickpeas before people started to realize they needed a little piece of plexiglass to protect us all. So we'll miss you, Norman. No, really, he invented the steak and ale, which was like the first of the chain restaurants. Later went on to guide Sizzlers and Chili's.
Now, Sizzlers, that's a restaurant I can get behind.
Absolutely. So there you go. Rest in peace. Salad bar inventor. Salad bar inventor! Today's celebrity birthdays, Lily Sobieski, darling of the independent film set. She is 27 years old today. Elizabeth Hurley, model and actress.
Yeah.
44. Kate Flannery, very, very funny actress from The Office, turns 45 years old today. Jimmy Chamberlain, former drummer for the Smashing Pumpkins, turns 45. He's been replaced by a 19-year-old guy from Oregon.
Yeah.
Announced this week. How does that make you feel, Jim? Jeannie Triplehorn's 46 years old, and actress Gina Gershon, who sometimes is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And sometimes she's in Showgirls. So it depends on what you're watching, how good
Jane. What was her hot lesbian movie? Was that Bound?
Bound.
Yeah, that
Meg
was great.
Tilly.
Yep.
Or Jennifer Tilly, or one of the Tillys. Or both
Tillys.
That's right. That's what Justin Gaston should do. Go nail both Tillys. Your tears will dry up
quickly.
Other fluids may
all right,
may present,
take it easy.
May present. I'm just saying, like sweat and stuff. Oh. You know, because I'm sure you'd get very
Wait
nervous.
A minute. Don't get excited.
Don't get excited. That's what we're saying, Justin. Whatever you do, don't let the FBI know what you're doing.
Wait a minute, the FBI.
The FBI!
I'm Rob Garman. I welcome to Showbiz Week.
Why is that song so good, by the way?
I don't think there's an answer to that, but
yeah,
it is.
Right.
But he continues to ask.
He does, yeah.
Bob Marley on the way. Also, a little band called Incubus. Their new song called Black Heart Inertia in just a few minutes on Kevin Amin's Cinco de la Tarde. If you love Incubus like we do, stick around. K-Rex got your tickets to join us for Breakfast with Incubus, and it's going to be aired live this Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock. Your chance to win coming up.
So this past weekend, I went to The Hangover, which is my new favorite movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
My list does fluctuate a little more than most people's. But it was entertaining from the first second to the last. It was great.
That's great news.
It's one of those movies where you sit there and you go, okay, the first 10 minutes are fantastic. There's no way they can keep delivering at this pace.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then they do. And then you go halfway through, you go, it's got to fall apart someplace about here. And it
like
does.
Most movies do.
Yes.
Most movies cannot sustain the level of excellence. They start to get in that last half or something, and they start to just suck.
I got the idea while I was watching it. This is an instant classic. You know, some of those, like, I will watch that movie 50 times in my lifetime. I know that immediately while watching it. Mm-hmm. It's that funny. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes it all the more interesting that Dave, the King of Mexico, our assistant producer, went yesterday?
Went yesterday afternoon, yes.
Okay, great.
What time did you go there, Dave?
Maybe around 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you bought the ticket. You got food?
Yeah. No, no. Just
no food?
Went straight to the movie.
Okay. Went and sat down.
Sat down.
And then woke up and it was over.
Yep.
What?
Right to
Dave!
The...
What?
Saw the trailers. Went, all right, that looks good. That's a good movie. Next thing I know, wake up. And it's done.
Everybody's leaving.
How long is that movie, Kevin?
An hour 40 maybe or something like that.
Yep.
You missed all of it?
Not all of it. Which makes this worse is I get right to the punchline. So it's right to the credits.
Oh, yeah, which is... Don't give it away.
I'm not going to give it away, but that's the actual punchline of the movie.
It's not the punchline as much as it is the payoff.
The payoff,
of all the jokes throughout the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you didn't see Mike Tyson's house?
Nope.
And you didn't see the cop car?
Uh-uh.
Did you see Ed Helms throwing a piece of meat at the tiger?
No.
Screaming like a little girl?
I didn't even see a tiger.
Trailer.
Did you see the crazy Asian naked dude?
There's a crazy Asian naked dude.
Did you see him?
No,
that
sir.
Funny, Dave.
Did you see the thing with that dude's mattress?
Nope.
Didn't see any of it?
You never woke up. Not once.
Not once.
Did you see Ed Helms' character with his girlfriend at the wedding?
Mm-mm.
You didn't? That was near the end?
Nope. I saw pictures. That's what I saw.
Dave, did the movie actually start before you fell asleep, or did you fall asleep during the coming attractions?
I fell asleep right when the movie company when it starts, you know, like they show the
like their logo,
yeah,
right?
The logo. So,
that's when you fell asleep.
That's when I fell asleep.
I wonder why he woke up at the credits. Like, what happened then? It wasn't louder than the rest of the movie.
Maybe
I'm sure.
Maybe it was people getting up and walking.
I think my nap was just over. I had a good, nice nap.
Oh my god!
So you didn't see Bradley Cooper at the wedding chapel?
Not at all. No.
You didn't see the confession of Zach Galifianakis?
Nothing.
Wow.
Do you snore, Dave?
I think I do.
And that's no fun for everybody else in the theater.
I would have punched you right in your gigantic
head. The theater was kind
head.
Of empty, so, you know.
Here's what I do if I've paid my $10 to see this movie and slept through it. I just sit right back down, now refreshed from a nap, and watch the next showing.
Couldn't do that.
Is that what you did?
Nope.
Because it was 4 o'clock and you had to
come back to work?
So you missed every second of The Hangover.
Yes, I did.
You know, you're lazy even for a Mexican.
All right, speaking of music, our friend Michael Jackson back in the news. You know, he's got all those shows. It's something like 50 concerts that he's doing in London at the O2 Arena, which means he's going to be spending a considerable amount of time in that country. And, Kevin, you've got information of what where he's planning to live and what he's planning to do.
Yeah, I guess he's going to rent a house, and he has told the promoters, AEG, that he wants a fun fair, a circus, installed on the grounds of Foxbury Manor in Chislehurst, Kent.
Okay, now before we get into the fun fair, if you've got a house for rent and Michael Jackson shows up, that's a nope.com for me as the landlord, right?
Even if you're losing that money per month.
You mean because it might be a crime scene one day?
Yes.
Exactly. You don't want to be responsible.
You can't rent it out.
Blood stains out of the carpet. I mean, come on.
So he's trying to recreate Neverland Ranch, and he also has demanded that they put in a bowling alley.
Really?
Yes. This is a £15 million
place, which I guess is almost $30 million American. Is it still
that
extreme?
I don't know. Something like that. Yeah, it's a ton of dough, but you don't rent a place and ask them to put in a bowling alley.
Put in a bowling alley.
Well, we have many questions about the latest bizarre story from Michael Jackson, and I believe we have lined him up on the phone from Britain. Michael Jackson joins us on the Kevin Bean Cinco de la Tarde right now. Hey, Mike.
Jam out.
How are you?
Ow. Jam out.
You okay? Wow, you sound happy.
I am very happy.
What's the music in the background?
I'm currently shopping for some new rides for my new home in England.
Oh.
So okay. I'm here at Amusement Parks R Us.
Is that a real place?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all right. Real.
All right, good.
So, Michael, I'm shopping for rides because they're going to put in a fun fair for me.
Uh-huh. Okay, but here's what I don't understand. If you're just going to be in the country for a few months to live and work and do your concerts, you don't need to recreate Neverland Ranch just to live there for a while.
But I do because that's what feeds my creative juices. And I need a lot of creative juices while I'm in London.
I don't like to hear that.
Right? I am not happy with that.
Get your minds out of the gutter.
That terminology.
Sorry. Okay. So the people that you're going to be renting the place from in Kent, they're going to allow you to build a carnival around their house?
Yes, that's part of the agreement that I made before I signed to do these concerts.
Wow.
Okay.
So I'm going to need a lot of rides. I need a merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I need a tilt-a-pants.
A what?
I mean, tilt-a-whirl.
Tilt-a-whirl.
I need a penis wheel, Ferris wheel.
Wow.
I need all of the fun rides so that I can entertain the children. Because, you know, I love having children come by and indulge in their childhood fantasies.
Right.
Indulge in your childhood fantasies.
Whatever. Somebody's fantasies get indulged. That's all that matters in the long run.
It's very different.
And I'll have a bowling alley in the house.
No, I thought it was a bowling alley, I thought.
Oh, no, they must have misheard me.
What is it?
I have them put a garden in the back, too.
A garden?
Why?
Yeah, a kindergarten. But still, the garden.
Michael.
Raise me up some youngins.
Okay, it doesn't work that way, first of all.
What? Isn't that a kindergarten? You plant seeds?
No. Well, no. You are not planting any seeds. I'm telling you right now.
Come on.
Right. I like a youngin.
You are a bad neighbor. I can't believe they're letting you move into that house.
Jam out!
Kanye West whiten it up quite a bit.
That's American Idol Chris Allen singing that, right?
Yep. Does a good job, too.
Sounds just like him.
The fray.
Sure it is. Foo Fighters doing Prince coming up next here on Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. Of course, that's all part of 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock Music with our friend Nicole. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday. What's going on?
Well, it has been confirmed. The entire cast of Spider-Man 4 is in place. We knew that Tobey Maguire was coming back for another turn as the web spinner. Sam Raimi was going to once again direct the film, and now it's just been announced Kirsten Dunst will be returning as Mary Jane Watson. This is according to the New York Post. No word yet on the villain that Spidey will face, but rumor has it is a new villain called the Orthodontist, who will constantly be chasing Mary Jane, trying to work on her teeth, and Spidey has to protect her because she likes being all this-a-way and that-a-way with her fangs.
Yeah. There's not an orthodontist in the world who could tackle that. And
well,
make
that's
look good.
Why he's a supervillain. He's got super orthodontic powers.
Guys, this may be heresy to even ask this question, but do we need another Spider-Man movie? Is it okay if that one goes away?
Three was too many.
Yeah,
I think so, too.
Two was good. Three was too many. Four is overkill.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Made money, so
they'll
four is coming
money.
Along.
Maybe they'll bounce back creatively and have a brand new, a fresh take on it.
Yeah, because three was pretty bad.
Three was weak.
Yeah.
Really
so
weak.
Maybe
but
this,
it's the same director, you know?
These things do seem to hit the law of diminishing returns, though, because
at
I thought Wolverine was the same thing with the X-Men movies. You know, they got progressively weaker, and I think this Wolverine was probably the weakest of the bunch. But I don't know. We'll find out in 2011.
Can't wait
when Spider-Man 4 hits theaters.
So look at it now.
Futurama. Remember that TV series by Matt Groening, creator of the The Simpsons?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't like that much.
You didn't care for it?
Not really.
Well, bad news for you. It's coming back.
Oh, that's all right.
It is? Yeah. All right. New episodes will air on Comedy Central starting mid-2010, apparently.
I like the new trend of other channels picking stuff up.
Me too.
I think that's a good idea.
There is. A lot of good stuff's getting rescued that way. So that's good news. Speaking of getting picked up, Hollywood Reporter says Showtime has announced they've already picked up Nurse Jackie, the new Edie Falco dramedy, for a second season.
That is a great show.
So after we watch all of this stuff, a year later we'll get more.
Yay.
It's guaranteed. case you haven't seen it, it's on Showtime. It airs on Monday nights, and they just had the premiere this week. I'm sure they're rerunning the crap out of it on Showtime. Catch it if you can, because it's really excellently well-written. And from everything they're showing in the upcoming episodes, it looks to be a pretty strong season. It's a nice thing about having a sort of a reduced season and a lot of time to prepare. You really can get the writing solid before you start producing these cable shows. It was the most watched premiere in cable network history.
Wow.
I'm sorry, in the cable network's history. I guess they mean Showtime.
Not as good.
Not as good, but still good. Good enough to rate it a second go. And I'm very excited about the return of the A-Team. They're doing a big budget, big screen version of the movie. Of the TV show, rather. That was very popular in the 80s, of course. Mr. T starred, and...
That's it? That's all anyone knows?
No, that's not true.
Oh, George Peppard.
George Peppard, and we had Dirk Benedict as Face.
Yeah.
You had that guy who played the crazy one.
The other dude.
Him. And little by little, we're learning the cast of this particular film I mentioned yesterday. Bradley Cooper had been inked as Face Man, Templeton Peck, played by Dirk Benedict in the series. And now we find out that Liam Neeson will be heading up the A-Team as Colonel John Hannibal Smith.
Awesome.
It's good casting.
It is good casting.
It's good casting.
He's quite the action guy.
Ruff, refresh my memory. Of course, I never saw the A-Team TV show, but how do you find them if you have a problem?
If you can find them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They may help you.
They make no there's no way to do it.
Usually you had to put an ad in the paper.
But the government's looking for them as well.
Right, so they had to be careful about what jobs they took. But usually you put an ad in the classifieds, Dear A-Team. The family farm is in danger of being taken over by big corporate fat cats. Help.
So does the A-Team read the classifieds of every newspaper in America?
That's all they do.
Looking for problems?
They just sit around the A-Team headquarters just reading newspapers.
Doesn't seem pretty well riveting. Thought out.
Hannibal, I think I got one. Oh, no. That's for the B-Team. Never mind.
There's a lot of false alarms. But once in a while, they would get a mission and they'd go out there.
I don't think you need to look hard at the story for this, Bean. I think
I'm just
this is
confused
more
by how it's all supposed to work. It sounds sketchy, that's all.
Well, look. They're a secret, covert team of operatives.
Right.
You can't just be out there, you know, advertising on late-night television.
That's true.
So if I really wanted the A-Team, I'd have no way to get in touch with them except putting an ad in the paper.
That's correct.
You have to work a little bit. God damn it. You don't want everything spoon-fed to you? You just want everyone to come to your aid without
he
you having
a... He has a problem. He wants to knock on the
make
door.
Make a little effort. Sorry, you can't go to Craigslist and go under mercenary services and pick up
just
the A-Team's posting.
Maybe a website or something. It just seems like there's got to be an easier
bad
way.
Idea. Right. Then the Army finds you for a crime they did not commit, by the way.
That is true.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Actress Gina Gershon is 47 years old, and I would still like to see her naked. Jeannie Triplehorn. Yeah. She is the star of Big Love over there on HBO. She's 46 years old. Kate Flannery. You know, the Big Love. You ever watch that Big Love on HBO?
I love that show.
Not a big fan.
This Mormon guy, Bill, he's got two smoking hot wives. And then this Chloe Sevigny. What's that? What was that all about? What choice? What was that choice-making procedure?
That was just, I can have another one. So
she's the trouble one. She's the one whose old man is the crazy loon who runs the commune and stuff. She's just trouble and beat.
She was willing to take care of his first wife when she had cancer. I think that's how the second one got in.
Whatever.
But then he had to wash his palate, so he got the third one.
If you're getting multiple wives, let the first one go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let her go.
She has been attractive in some things, though. Chloe 70.
Not in this show, let me tell you.
In the dark? Yeah. In the dark, maybe she's been attractive. If that's what you mean by in some things. In that bag-wearing competition she was in. No, not hot. Got
not
two
hot.
Good ones and a bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying, cut one loose.
I hear you.
That's all I'm saying, Bill, if you're listening. Jeannie Triplehorn, 46 years old today. Kate Flannery from The Office is 45. Elizabeth Hurley turns 44 years old. Now, why not pick her up as a wife?
No kidding.
If you're having multiple wives. Invite Elizabeth over for dinner. Shane West is 31, and Lily Sobieski turns 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.